Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis. I'm subbing in for Alex one more day. But boy, am I excited. I came in today to find out that I have a jam-packed show. And on the line right now, I have both Kevin Booth of American Drug War and the legend Tommy Chong, you know, from such movies as, you know, the Cheech and Chong films, Next Movie, Nice Dreams, even the Corsican Brothers, all good stuff. And he has a prominent role in American Drug War. Tommy, of course, picked up for selling glassware on the internet after 9/11. That's a no-no, apparently. And I'm not sure how many months he did. I think he did like 8 to 12, but we'll ask him. Kevin, Tommy, are you with me?
Yeah.
Excellent to have you both on. I guess I want to ask Kevin first, what really launched you into this American Drug War picture? I've seen it. I think it's excellent. And, you know, I know it's made its rounds on Showtime. I know we're selling it here, but it's really getting out there.
Well, like I say in the film, I mean, my personal motives were just the deaths of several family members to what I call the legal drugs of alcohol, tobacco, and pharmaceutical drugs that kill at least almost a million Americans a year, while all the so-called illegal drugs kill less than 11,000 a year. And when you look at the death stats from marijuana, it's pretty much impossible to find. Oh, classic, my dogs are barking. Live radio. And that's pretty much what got me going on this. But I wanted to, you know, I also, you know, wanted to have Tommy on because they've got a new film out called AKA Tommy Chong, which is totally focuses on Tommy's arrest. Josh Gilbert, filmmaker, did a great job of making this film. And that's why I thought it would be so important to have Tommy on right now, because he's just had a story happen to him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Tommy, so why don't you tell the listeners your story? You were jailed for how long?
Well, I was arrested. Not really arrested. My house was raided by the DEA, and they came in and they grabbed computers and cash, and they were looking for weapons, guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some pot there. They took it, but they weren't really looking for pot.
Mm-hmm.
They were after me, basically. And bongs were the excuse.
Mm-hmm.
What they did, they set up a phony head shop in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania was one of two states that would prosecute this law, that little known law that made it illegal to ship drug paraphernalia across the state line.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the little technicality they got my company on, my son's company. And I pled guilty because I didn't want them going after my son or my wife,
mm-hmm.
which they threatened to do. And I received 9 months in federal penitentiary.
Wow, 9 months. What was it like there in federal penitentiary? I've seen the interview that Kevin conducted with you about 2 or 3 years ago.
It was life-changing for me. You know, mm-hmm. I went from, a comedian pothead to an activist pothead. Now I'm really, they pissed me off, you know. And, the fact that they could put me in, and I was in there with a lot of people, you know, that were victims of the drug war, and their sentences were a lot worse than mine. You know, I was in there with people that, you know, finishing up a 20-year sentence for marijuana cultivation, you know, ridiculous times, you know, and they were the most peaceful and caring people in the prison. And, the horror stories in the federal prison system is legendary, you know, and I was I was lucky enough to be able to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah, lucky enough indeed. Tommy, thank you for coming on. Kevin, we'll be back after this. This is the Alex Jones Show. Make sure you go out and see the 9/11 Chronicles at the Alamo Theater this Saturday, May 17th, or Sunday, May 18th. It's a pre-screening. Movie won't be available till July. We'll be back with Tommy Chong and Kevin Booth after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back with Tommy Chong and, of course, Kevin Booth, the creator of American Drug War. Tommy, also in a new picture. Tommy, why don't you tell us about the new project? Obviously, we've seen you in American Drug War, very powerful in that, you know, along with Freeway Ricky Ross and others. Just an excellent film by Kevin Booth. But what's this other project?
Well, A.K.A. Tommy Chong is the film that was made by Josh Gilbert about me, my trials and tribulations going into prison. Mm-hmm. It shows me before, during, and after the prison thing. But there was an interesting development that just happened 2 days ago. The feds, the same people that put me in jail originally, Mary Beth Buchanan, or Mary Beth Loose Cannon, as I call her, they raided the warehouse where the film was being kept, and they confiscated somewhere like 10,000 copies of A.K.A. Tommy Chong. And they told Matt Stevens, the distributor of the film, that they were doing a preliminary seizure, and he asked, you know, how long will this invest? You know, when can we get our stuff back, or mm-hmm. what's going on? And they said, well, the investigation after the investigation. And they asked him, how long would the investigation take? And they said upwards to 15 years.
So it doesn't look like they're getting those 10,000 copies back. Did they give a reason why they did that, or
no? Because they it's a preliminary seizure, so they can't really tell you why they're seizing our property.
Oh, that's really nice of them. Well, I actually have Josh Gilbert and Matt Stevens of AKA Tommy Chong on the line. Let's bring those guys up. Josh, Matt, are you with me?
I'm here. This is Matt.
Okay, is Josh with me too? Awesome. So why don't you guys tell me what happened? I hear you guys got raided and your product was actually taken away.
Yeah, you know, we've done, to give you a brief history here, Tommy and I did a little business back together in the 90s, so naturally we're guilty by association where he was the spokesperson for our products. And then as, you know, Tommy's Volts events unfolded with the Operation Pipe Dreams, you know, Josh made a very fine documentary on it and then brought it to us to say, hey, why don't you help us distribute this? And we said, sure, I'd love to. So we released the documentary 8 weeks ago, and there's about a 10-minute clip in there that it focuses on Mary Beth Buchanan and some of her, I guess we could call, interesting behaviors. I mean, she's in the Western District of Pennsylvania, and there's airplanes crashing in her district with terrorists on them, and she's focusing on pornography and bongs. And we're at a time of crisis in the country, and she's looking at stuff like that. So I think it's something that everyone would say, that doesn't seem right. Anyways, to make a short story shorter, we released the video 8 weeks ago, which kind of brings some of Mary Beth's actions into light. And sure enough, 8 weeks after we released the video, we get raided. Now, there is a sealed affidavit somewhere that says what the probable cause is for the raid. However, the affidavit is sealed and will be sealed as long as there is an investigation. And there is no known chronology, time frame, or whatever to when the investigation will be terminated.
And this is really odd to me because there's a ton of different marijuana-type film documentaries out there. I think the latest is Super Jaime. And that's not getting raided. That's not getting taken out. It seems like when you try to take a political perspective and expose those that are hypocrites, like you just said, you know, Mary Beth Buchanan in Pennsylvania, you know, where a plane went down, supposed a terrorist took it down. It seems like we've turned into the terrorists after 9/11. It seems like, you know, Patriot Act 1 and 2 and even the Military Commissions Act is really there for the U.S. citizen and not so much the spooky terrorist.
Well, you know, this is Kevin talking. You know, your guest on earlier was talking about how people didn't used to fear the police. You know, I would say that the last 37 or so years of the drug war have been a perfect way to change how everyone views police, and the drug war is a perfect way of making everybody so we fear the police now. It's changed the game while also dumbing down America. And, you know, what other better boogeymen are there that can never be defeated but drugs and terror? How can you ever defeat drugs or terror? There's no way to do those things. So it's a perfect, you know, psyop on us.
Yeah, it's a perfect ongoing war and a perfect way to get funding again and again and again and again. And then I would say even another aspect of this is when they jail these people for nonviolent drug crimes, they're in these prisons working for privatized corporations at about 39 cents an hour, sometimes doing telemarketing.
It's a perfect scam. They make money coming and going and every which way in between.
Tommy, what's your view on the war on terror right now?
On the war on terror?
Yes.
Well, obviously it was manufactured, purposely or inadvertently by this administration or by the Republican Party in order to keep get them elected. And second of all, in order to keep their cronies that are making millions and billions of dollars off that, money is made with chaos. Whenever there's chaos or martial law, you know, declared, then these huge corporations can come in and just rape and pillage the villages without opposition. In fact, they do it under the guise trying to create law and order, you know, like they try to create peace in Iraq, you know. So it gives you an idea, you know, and like Matt said or Kevin said, you know, this is the perfect way to keep the criminals in action. You know, it's rats in the pantry is what I call it, you know. And so I feel, you know, what I learned in prison is that the universe is perfect, And for every action, there's a reaction. It's called karma, whatever you want to call it. And so what we're going to witness here, what we witnessed with the George Bush, time in office, we saw how the universe just played with them, you know, with Katrina, with the war, with, all these, with Dick Cheney shooting his friend in the face with a shotgun. All these things are the universe acting against these guys, you know, because that's the way it works.
So you, like Kevin, would probably say that you don't see any end in sight for the war on terror or the war on drugs?
Me?
Yeah. I'm saying, Tommy, do you see an end in sight? Kevin said he doesn't see an end in sight.
An end in sight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a cycle. Absolutely. Absolutely. I see it coming. You know, nothing lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the peace and prosperity doesn't last forever. You know, Obama won't last forever. No one lasts forever. And George Bush, definitely, you know, his time is not only numbered, but he you know, him and his boys broke international law, and so they won't be able to travel outside of the U.S. without risk of being arrested. So, karma is a bitch, boy. When it comes down on you, it comes down on you, and that's what kept me going. You know, while I was in jail, I just used that time, you know, to write a book and to become an activist and to let, you know, travel around the country and to show people like Mary Beth Buchanan, you know, her actions, you know, I mean, it's done secretively, but I'm going to be on every major talk show, you know, just talking about it until I embarrass the government so much that they're just going to have to knuckle under and give up this stupid attitude they have.
Well, I hope you're correct. Josh, Matt, where can you get the movie now that it's been rated? Is there another place that we're going to be able to get, a.k.a. Tommy Chong?
Yeah, you can still order the additional units that haven't been taken, and that website is akatommychong.com, and we can ship you out one.
Excellent, excellent.
And go to DEA.gov and buy your copy today.
Well, Kevin, I mean, there's a ton of extras on your American Drug War film. One of them is a Tommy Chong extra. One of them's an Alex Jones extra. I think there's even an extra on Joe Arpaio, the sheriff out there as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. You know, and I had to just show that. A lot of people say they can't stand watching them, but I mean, it's important for people to just see the arrogance, you know, in these drug warriors. And when you go out there, and when I found, you know, the 4 years I spent trying to document the drug war, is that most of these pro drug warriors kind of like, you know, like Tommy says, they're like rats. They scurry away. They hide in the shadows. So it's rare when you find someone who's as pro drug warrior as Joe Arpaio is, who's proud to be on the camera. And so, you know, that's why, you know, it's important for people to see that face and to hear him talk, and just the level of self-righteousness in it, and just the denial of hypocrisy, just like what we're seeing right now in this massive San Diego bust, where now something like 250 students aren't going to be graduating, all because one girl OD'd on cocaine. Well, I looked it up, and, you know, the hazing deaths, I mean, you know how many students die from hazing every year? So once again, it's okay if you die from alcohol. It's okay if you die from cigarettes. It's certainly okay if you die from any number of pharmaceuticals. But when someone dies from illegal drugs, like, oh, my God, you know, it's time to just start throwing everybody in prison.
Yeah, and throwing them in prison to someone like Arpaio, who wants to dress them up in a pink prison jumpsuit. And I think it says something like, I was a drug addict on it, put on a chain gang, really dehumanizes his prisoners, at least from what I've seen. I mean, that's all over the place.
They did that in the prison. This is Tommy Chong. I was at, you know, dehumanizing people. They had a transvestite that still had her penis,
mm-hmm.
but she had breasts. And so she was like a oddity in an ugly as sin, by the way. he or she had an oddity. You know, she was an oddity in the main prison. So what they did, they dressed her up in a pink.
Hold that thought, Tommy. We're going to come back right after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Loosechange911.com is my website.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woodsmaster, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Some highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engines moaning out his one old song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm subbing in. I'm Jason Burmis. I just want to let everybody know that they can go catch a sneak peek of Alex's latest film, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, over at the Alamo Drafthouse on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m., Sunday, May 18th, 7 p.m. We're talking to Tommy Chong right now. And before we get back to the prison and dehumanization, Tommy, you mentioned how these people like to create order out of chaos. And I just have to ask you, because a lot of people have talked about this on this program, What's your view on 9/11? We've had people like Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, you know, senators, congressmen come on and doubt the official version. Do you doubt the official version of 9/11, Tommy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many horror stories about 9/11 that have been kept quiet that, you know, I mean, it'll be like the Kennedy assassination. You know, years later, we'll find out the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you think some of the biggest inconsistencies in the official version are?
Well, the biggest inconsistency is the fact that who was allowed to fly after everything was shut down?
Mm-hmm.
It was the Bin Ladens.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they blame this guy, and then they let the family go while everybody else is grounded.
Yeah, it would have been great to have them to ask them some questions, or to torture them, actually, you know, once we got Bush, you know, got the torture thing under his belt.
Well, what interests me is this week they actually reported that everybody who was involved in the USS Cole bombing, again, it's supposedly Al-Qaeda, the big boogeyman, was let go in Yemen. And you would think if this terrorism threat was real, these are the guys that would be in Abu Ghraib and Gitmo, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, see, you see, that's how it works. You know, and that's the way it worked in prison, by the way. It's the same system that they have, you know. That's why, you know, the powers that be, they're perverting justice. And we get outraged, you know, because, you know, we believe in the Constitution and all that. But there was even reports about Pearl Harbor being a setup. At least they knew that it was coming, and they could have done a lot more than what they did to stop it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's pretty interesting.
They needed Pearl Harbor in order to launch the bigger war, and that was the same as 9/11. If it wasn't for 9/11, we wouldn't have had Bush in the White House.
Well, I agree with you there. And then you have the Project for a New American Century, which is this neocon think tank including Cheney and Wolfowitz and people like Dan Quayle, where they actually call for this new Pearl Harbor in a document called Rebuilding America's Defenses only 3 months before the attacks, where they say they need it in order to transform the Middle East or Eurasia.
Yeah, and it's all to subvert and to get the national, to get the oil, you know, to get their hands on the oil. Not because we don't have oil of our own. No, it's to control the world supply of oil, and that's basically what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I'm saying the universe is so perfect, because you know the oil prices and that have just forced people to go to the electric car, and now Toyota is the biggest car manufacturer in the world because they have a hybrid, and we have the technology to have full on electric cars, and eventually we will have to have them because no one will be able to afford the gas cars. And so, see, no matter what these guys do, you know, eventually, it balances out.
Well, my view is this. I mean, the last 2 years, the oil companies have posted record profits.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no shortage of oil. What they've done is they've gone in, they've taken over the second richest oil nation in the world, Iraq. And because they control the supply, they can demand as much money as they like. And that's why we're seeing $4 a gallon oil. I'm soon to see $5 a gallon oil this summer.
Absolutely, but what it does, it forces. It's just like the food shortage. You know, we have two problems in America. We have we're getting a food shortage, and we have obesity problems. So it sort of evens itself out. You know.
Well, those are two subjects we actually do talk about a lot on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, food shortage. A lot of people don't understand that the gas also jacks up the price of food because the supplies are shipped throughout the country. You know, and we're just being raped over and over again on not only the gas prices but our food prices as well. So you see a lot of modes of control. Do you fear that they might carry out yet another attack for more control in this country?
Well, it's going to be difficult for them to do that. You know, you can't. You know, it's like telling the same joke twice. You know, people are ready. You know, and so there's going to be citizens that will blow the whistle or alert them. Like there was that FBI agent in Milwaukee that knew about the that one terrorist.
Okay, all right, hold on 1 minute, Tommy. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. We have Kevin Booth, Tommy Chong, Josh Gilbert, and Matt Stevens. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine A firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, and we do have Alex Jones on the line. Alex, are you with us?
Yes, Burmes. Jason, I'm here at the beach with my family. Appreciate you sitting in, doing a great job. I just want to make a point, ask Tommy Chong a question, and then I'll throw it back to all you guys. First off, I want to thank Tommy Chong. I want to thank Kevin Booth. I want to thank the other filmmakers for coming on. I just want to say this. Sally Castillo, the DEA agent who exposed government drug dealing, on Frontline, the rest of it, but also in Kevin's film, he was just raided. Tommy has now been raided. I believe this is political punishment because this film has aired more than 50 times on Showtime. I'm hearing buzz all over the street. And folks, you know, I don't say I'm hearing buzz if I'm not. I'm hearing huge buzz for American Drug War, and I think it made them mad that Tommy stood back up to him, so they went after him. That said, Mr. Chong, do you think that they're targeting you, or does your gut tell you they're coming after you because you didn't take a raping without speaking up against it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they try to write a clause in my, punishment that I'm not supposed to profit from my crime in any way. And if I were to take them literally, then I wouldn't be able to do my stand-up routine, or I wouldn't be able to work. So I asked my lawyer, and they said, they can't do anything. You know, they just ignore it. So that's what I've been doing, and so this is the result. You know,
Well, that's asinine to claim that you, incredibly famous icon, need to profit from them ruining your completely legitimate family business that you weren't even really completely involved in while they ship the drugs in. Again, it's just like terror. They ship the majority in. They only bust cartels that don't pay the cut into their banks, just like Scarface. That's based on a true story, the part with the banks laundering the money. It's the same thing. They organize the terror. They provocateur the terror. They foster the terror. They stage the terror. And I just wanted to say that I'm so honored that we've had congressmen and Charlie Sheen and, you know, Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and the German defense minister and all these people on the show. And now to have Tommy Chung come out on the show and say that he questions the official story. I mean, just so your statement is clear, are you saying you believe that they used it to take our liberties? Or are you saying that on top of it, you believe that they may have somehow been involved? I mean, you know, with the buildings being blown up, the hijacking drills that day the government was running. I mean, bottom line, what do you think about 9/11?
Well, yeah, you just said it right there. And the thing is, you know, you could speculate, but you don't have to speculate with facts. These are cold, hard facts. The facts that the bin Laden family was allowed to escape America, I mean, that's a fact. The fact that certain people weren't in the buildings that kind of knew the buildings were going to go down, that's a fact. And there's all these facts, and just like there's a fact of the firemen, you know, why the firemen were saving each other. You know, if, when they found a dead fireman, that only firemen were allowed to rescue the body. You know, and there's a book out there about that, why that is. I won't even say on the air why that only firemen were allowed, because I want people to read for themselves, you know. So Google or whatever you can the New York firemen that were at the World Trade Center. And these are facts. And so I'm not one for speculating.
Absolutely.
You know,
Tommy, what do you think about Building 7 not hit by a plane but perfectly imploding? We have video of police, firemen, and others saying, the government says get back, we're going to bring it down. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that one, but I can believe it, you know. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, just one more point. Bush signed the order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11 and had two aircraft carriers and 44,000 U.S. troops massed around Uzbekistan, to invade Afghanistan. You don't set up an invasion in one day.
No, that takes 6 months at least, and even more longer. Yeah, that's the logistics. Just like they say, they can't remove the troops in one day. You know, and so setting them up is even harder. You know, oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, we are in the midst of a big thing, and history is going to happen. You know, we're lucky. We're lucky. We're living through a very exciting part of our history.
We're living at a time when it's all coming out. I mean, the shooter, the commander of killing JFK on his deathbed, admitted it was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and we got the video of his father, St. John Hunt's father, E. Howard Hunt, admitting what we always knew. He was photographed being picked up as one of the tramps, and now the JFK thing is admitted. Well, in closing, I want to throw you back to Kevin Booth and, of course, Jason Burmis and the rest of the folks. We need to put major pressure on these guys to drop these, you know, these selectively enforced charges. But just in closing, the war on drugs started in the 70s. There's triple the heroin, double the cocaine now that there was. Our police are militarized. We have more people in prison than any other country in the world. Everybody knows they control it. We've got to end this war on drugs now. And you'll be remembered as really an Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the fight against this tyranny, or as a Nelson Mandela for the political persecution you've gone through, Mr. Chung. And I just want to thank you for coming on my show. And everybody needs to, you know, really pray for you and support you and you know, call the different agencies involved in this. Call the media and not let them run you through the ringer again.
I appreciate that, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Take care, guys.
Bye.
All right, so Tommy, what do you think that that we can do to put pressure on those who have taken Matt and Josh's videos, aka Tommy Chung? What can we do to support you? Is there a website? Is there something we can do? Listeners can do.
The best support would be to buy the DVD. That's the best support, because you know what they've done. You know, they've hurt us financially, as they always do. And what they're trying to do, again, is to get us to lawyer up so we can have that expense going, you know. So the best anybody could do is just what I'm doing. I'm going out and I'm working. I'm doing my gigs. You know, I'll be in San Francisco next weekend. I just want everybody to be aware of akatommychong.com and get on that website and buy the product. That's the best revenge.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I've done with American Drug War is not only did I sit down and watch it with my girlfriend, but I also sat down and watched it with my 13-year-old sister. And I said, look, you know, this is really how it is. And she watched and she's just like, you know, that makes a lot more sense than what they're telling us. And, you know, why is it that we have, you know, triple the heroin, double the cocaine on the streets? I mean, Kevin, your film really lays it out that, yeah, they use dupes like Ricky Ross to funnel in their drugs.
Absolutely, but I'd like to just start by saying that I, you know, I had the pleasure of seeing the AKA Tommy Chong film several months ago, and it's an incredible film. It's a much more personal view than my film is, but I definitely recommend anybody that's gotten anything out of watching American Drug War, which you can get at AmericanDrugWar.com. I definitely recommend that you go to akatommychong.com right now and get a copy of that DVD before the government takes the rest of them. But, no, you're right. And, you know, making dupes out of Ricky Ross, but it's also important to factor in the whole pharmaceutical complex on this deal. 60 Minutes ran a story about a Bayer drug that is responsible, and the FDA has known that this drug called Tyradol, has been killing literally thousands of people a month. It's a drug that they use during open heart surgery, and yet they allow that. Now, those people, you know, they're not going to get charged with domestic terrorism, even though they're responsible for more deaths per year than all illegal drugs combined. Meanwhile, they're locking up people, putting them in prison work camps for growing a plant, a plant which, by the way, like, you know, was part of the founding of this country, a plant that has been used medicinally for tens of thousands of years, and it's a very important factor of why marijuana is at the nexus of this whole thing. Because if they take marijuana out of the drug war equation, there's just not enough of, you know, heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, crystal meth, and all that to keep this whole drug war prison complex afloat. Because 85% of all illegal drug users only smoke marijuana. And so that's why marijuana has to be kept Schedule One, and that's one of the biggest scams that I would, you know, hope to see changed in my lifetime, along with the legalization of medical marijuana across the board. But we have to get marijuana taken out of Schedule One.
I'm with you there, but it'll be harder for them to push their brave new world on the society if they do that. I mean, they've got the people so drugged up on things like Prozac and Ritalin. It is almost like people are walking through society in like a consumerist daze. You know, you wonder why, you know, the mall culture is so big and why people don't really know what's going on in this country. It's because they're on Ritalin.
I know, and I'm at the point, too, where I'm sitting there, I'm here in Beverly Hills going, hey, wow, honey, look, gas is only $4.60. What a good deal. God, we're so lucky. And meanwhile, I turn on the news, and it's like 12 cents a gallon in Venezuela. Oops. You know, it's the same with, like, pharmaceutical and healthcare in Canada and other countries, just like the Michael Moore film pointed out. I mean, as Americans, we're being raped in every direction now.
Absolutely. Tommy, what's your view on the general populace right now? Are they just totally in a daze? Are they coming around? What do you think?
Well, there's always a percentage. You know, I look at it like in the music world, you know. The people that are turned on are like jazz lovers, you know. Mm-hmm. They're the tip of the iceberg. And then it goes down. During the 60s, we had, you know, there's a massive turn-on of people. And then slowly, you know, that eroded, you know, went back to the alcohol-fueled, you know, good old boy kind of thing. And I feel that... you know, the world, you know, the universe is perfect. We're going through an enlightenment, you know, and right now we're talking, the people that are on the panel right now, we're the, you know, we're ahead of everybody. We're the leaders. But there's millions of people out there that are looking for the truth. And you know, they obviously can't find it with religion. You know, religion is another controlling mindset, you know, to use to control people to get them to do their biddings.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing about marijuana. Marijuana gives you a choice. And I do this in my show. I said, for the first-time user, that feeling you get that kind of scares you, mm-hmm. it's called an original thought. You know, it's a thought that comes from within. It doesn't come from television or your teacher or your parents. It's an original thought. And enough people are coming around, you know, that has those thoughts. And you can tell by the consumers. You can tell by how many people are buying Priuses, mm-hmm. you know. So my view is very, very optimistic, because this, again, you know, this is the perfect planet we live on. And we think we can damage it, but we can't. You look at the tsunamis and you look at the cyclones. You know, if nature wants to wipe us all out, nature will do that. And if it gets to that point, that's exactly what will happen. But the people that are left, the people, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth, and that's us.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, I got to tell you, the way I look at it, the ruling class really doesn't want an informed populace. That's what they're working against. And we don't have really a massive informed populace. Like you said, we are the leaders. We are the top of the food chain right now, trying to inform others. And that's why I think people need to see films like AKA Tommy Chong, American Drug War, you know, Alex Jones's Endgame, my film Loose Change Final Cut, because they do open your mind and you can share them with others, and then you can create a change in this country.
Yeah. And by the way, there would be no need for our activism if they never raided our warehouse, for instance. You know, if they never raided our warehouse, we would be limping along trying to convince people that there's a boogeyman. But now that's how it works. You know, good old Mary Beth Loose Cannon, you know, she come in there and she just keeps this AKA film alive and well, and it's going to go all over the country, because when you tell people they're not supposed to see something, that's when they want to see it.
Absolutely.
Hey, can I ask Josh? We haven't heard from Josh yet.
Sure.
Josh, can you tell us about Mary Beth's relationship to the drug czar John Walters?
Can you?
Well, I mean, it's in your
question.
Film. I mean, she worked alongside of him. I mean, weren't the two of them kind of together in that Operation Pipe Dreams? I just think it's also interesting. Maybe you could comment about how Operation Pipe Dreams, well, it just sounds like the Cheech and Chong movie that we never got to see.
Well, it was striking to me when it happened. I mean, because Tommy and I go back quite a few years, and when I saw the CNN crawl announcing it, because I knew Tommy and Cheech were reuniting and looking for the perfect publicity stunt, you know, and when I saw the crawl, I thought, you know, this has got to be a publicity stunt. And actually, when I talked to Matt the other day, and, you know, and he sounded a little winded and sort of, you know, kind of shell-shocked, obviously, having had his warehouse stormtrooped by, by these SWAT team commandos, I thought this has got to be a publicity stunt. You know, Matt engineered the perfect publicity stunt so that people would know about AKA Tommy Chong, because it's just too weird, you know. And Eric Schlosser, the writer of Fast Food Nation, you know, says in the doc, he says, you know, what happened to Tommy under Operation Pipe Dreams, and even the name Operation Pipe Dreams, it's like the worst paranoid Cheech and Chong fantasy come to life, you know. And Tommy's recent, you know, renaming of Mary Beth Buchanan, Mary Beth Loose Cannon, you know, casts her perfectly as a Cheech and Chong villain in all of this.
No, it's classic. And then the fact that
Mary Beth Loose Cannon, I mean, he's just perfect.
And speaking of fast food too, I mean, it's just once again, I mean, more people die as a result of fast food every year, far more than probably even heroin, cocaine, and all the terrible drugs. Not that that doesn't make those right, but it's just the ability to turn those types of drugs into the boogeyman that has made it such an attractive device for these globalists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It seems like the elitists want to poison us in every way, shape, and form they possibly can, from, you know, the over-the-counter drugs to the food we eat that are just so full of, like, fluoride and just aspartame, just terrible, terrible things. It's so processed. I mean, Fast Food Nation is a pretty good flick for a fictional film.
Book. I mean, as nonfiction.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I've only seen the movie with Greg Kinnear, but yeah, it's frightening. It's frightening what we put in our body, and then you try to put something natural into your body like marijuana, and you spend 9 months in prison for it, and then you make another movie, and they take your movie from you. And then they say, well, we don't have to give you back that product for 15 years. That's just unbelievable to me. You have any closing statements, Tommy?
Well, I just want everybody, you know, to get the AKA Tommy Chong. You know, I can talk forever, but the film itself really speaks volumes and volumes and volumes, because it's more than just, you know, how bad these people are acting. What it really shows, and it's just like the 9/11 thing, you know, it shows how insane these people are. And I think they've gone insane because of the food they're eating. You know, these are victims of their own demise, in a sense, you know.
And probably the prescription drugs that they take.
Yeah, the prescription drugs and the alcohol they consume. Look at Dick Cheney. He's a good example, you know. So you know, check out the film and tell, I want everybody, you know, really to just take a deep breath and just enjoy this universe. Because one thing I learned in jail, man, anything can happen to you at any time.
All right, can you guys just hold over for one more segment till the top of the hour?
Sure.
All right, awesome. We'll be back with Tommy Chong and Kevin Booth.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
All right, it is the Alex Jones Show. We are back with Tommy Chong and Kevin Booth, as well as Josh Gilbert and Matt Stevens of AKA Tommy Chong. You can get American Drug War over at Infowars.com. And Tommy, you were just finishing up a story about what you learned in prison. After that, I'd like you to talk about maybe the hypocrisy of those that smoke pot. And I mean, there's millions of people in this country that smoke pot. I've heard a story that you used to hang out with Schwarzenegger, work out with him, smoke pot with him. But when you got picked up, he didn't want anything to do with you, and he wouldn't even talk to you. So if you could talk about that after the prison story.
No, Arnold wouldn't take my call. Yeah, I've known Arnold since he got off the, you know, the boat. In fact, we used to teach him bad English. We'd teach him what to say to girls, you know, and then he'd get his face slapped, and then he'd catch on. But, yeah, Arnold, I knew pot was good for you for a few reasons. Number one, every Mr. Universe, when they were natural, you know, before they got into steroids, mm-hmm. and even after they got into steroids, that was the only thing they would do. They would do pot. They wouldn't do alcohol. They wouldn't do anything else, but they would smoke pot. And then, and the most intelligent ones, you know, there's like I won't name them, you know, but...
definitely that meathead mentality in that.
Yeah. No, these are like guys with degrees, you know, these are brilliant, brilliant people. Mm-hmm. And they're so fussy about their diet. They won't eat chicken if it's got a little bit of skin on it, you know. Mm-hmm. They're very, very healthy. They drink only water, you know. They want only pure things in their body, but the only recreational relaxant they do is marijuana. And then I just found out this recently, but the National Basketball League, the NBA, the players said, you can test us for anything, steroids, alcohol, anything, but don't test us for marijuana. If you do that, there won't be a league. There won't be the NBA, because everybody in the NBA smokes pot.
Yeah, it's pretty well known.
I smoked many times with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Kareem extended his playing career 7 years because he was in such good shape. And a lot of that you can attribute to marijuana. I'm almost 70 years old, and I, you know, I've got the body of a 69-year-old, you know.
Well, you always were in shape back in the day. I mean,
yeah.
that was one of the big things. Even you and Cheech were both in great shape.
Yeah, because you know, that was my drug of choice. And I'm calling it a drug now, because everybody wants to call it a drug. So I'll call it a drug now. It's really a herb, you know, and it's used for medicine for many, many, many years. But yeah, you know, I owe my success, you know, to pot. If it wasn't for pot, I would be some, you know, I don't know what I'd be. You know, I'd probably be some day laborer, you know, in Canada. But if it wasn't for pot, just opened my brain. And even when I was in jail, and I was, the greatest thing about it is that I didn't have to smoke it, you know. And they tried to catch me. They tempted me. They had people come up and offer me pot almost every day, and then they would drug test me because they thought for sure I was addicted, you know.
Uh-huh, and that you were gonna spend some more time in prison
if you did that. Yeah, they'd be in the system. But as soon as I had to quit, I quit. It was so easy. It was the easiest thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And all the other potheads in prison, they agreed with me. But we found another plant there called lion's ear. Mm-hmm. And it grows, in fact, we grew it in prison, and we used to smoke that, and that was a really nice sedative, you know, put us to sleep real nice.
Gotcha. Now, before we go, and I thank you guys for coming on, does it bother you that once Schwarzenegger gets into politics, he refuses to talk to you?
Well, you know, Arnold, I just seen Arnold a little while ago, you know, and he recognized me, and he talked to me, he gave me a big high. But that's the way politics work. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way, like Bill Clinton said, had to say he never inhaled.
Of course. Know? All right, thank you so much, guys. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Jack McClam.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis subbing in. Wow, what an interview. If you missed the first hour, you're going to want to go to InfoWars.com after the fourth hour today and check out the refeed, because we just had a blockbuster interview with Tommy Chong. And what an interview indeed. I was just so stoked to have him on. He talked about 9/11, his doubts about the official version. He also talked about his relationship with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Really a blockbuster interview. I'm just honored that Alex let me take that interview. And I just want to remind everybody that Alex has a new film coming out. It's unlike any other film by Alex Jones. It's done cinema verite style. He does not do the voiceover. It features interviews with Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, as well as confrontations with political figures Bill and Hillary Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Gary Hart, Barack Obama. I always call him Obama Barack. I don't know why. And even John McCain. So I want you to go down to the Alamo Draft House on May 17th at 4 p.m. or Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. and check that out. If you don't check it out at one of the pre-screenings, you're not probably going to be able to get it until, I would say, mid-June, early July. It'll be out maybe on PrisonPlanet.tv for subscribers and available on DVD. Switching gears, I've got Jack McLam on the line of Police and Military Against the New World Order. And I've seen Jack several times on a few different documentary videos. I think the first time I saw him was on Anthony Hilder's Illuminati. Are you with me, Jack?
I'm here, brother.
How are you today? Yeah, it's good to have you on. It's good to have you on.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And, of course, you run jackmclam.com, and you've been at this for quite some time, haven't you?
28 and a half years now.
What was it that really woke you up and you found your calling in this police and military against the New World Order?
Well, I was, after the Vietnam War, I had gone into business and was out in Santa Monica, California. And a Hollywood producer gave me a copy of a book. That book was by W. Cleon Skousen. And I'm trying to think what the name of it was. It's been a long year.
I guess so. It's been almost 30 years.
That's the late 60s mm-hmm. when he gave me this book.
And basically, it was after the reading of this book that you started to turn in your head.
Well, yes, I tried to give it to two very big, powerful men who ran the Amway Corporation, who quoted and said all the time that they were American patriots, and so I tried to give this book to them, and they shunned me. They just shunned me and ran away from me, and I knew them. I knew these two guys that ran Amway Corporation, and then I found out that they were part of the globalist movement, you know, and that's why they told me to take it back to the Hollywood producer and give it back to him. Don't give it to us,
mm-hmm.
because it laid out the international criminal conspiracy to put us under this Antichrist world government system, and these two Amway top dogs were supposed to be Christians and patriots. And the way they treated me, I was real suspicious, and I looked up more about them and found out that they're part of the CFR and other organizations setting up this Antichrist world government system. So it really shocked me. but it helped wake me up. And then when I moved out to Phoenix, Arizona to become a law enforcement officer and went into the police academies there at 32 years of age with 20 and 21-year-olds, I was very knowledgeable, much, much more knowledgeable about life than these young people. Some of them still living at home with their mommies and daddies.
All right, Jack, hold that thought. We're going to be back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. It is The Alex Jones Show. I just want to remind everybody, you can grab American Drug War, the film featuring Tommy Chong, with even a Tommy Chong extra at the end of it. Over at Infowars.com, we've got other great titles, such as Washington, You're Fired, of course, Loose Change, Final Cut, and Alex Jones's latest Endgame. And soon enough, there's a new title to the mix. It's going to be the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1 Truth Rising. Remember, May 17th, May 18th, you can see that a pre-screening over at the Alamo Drafthouse. Alex himself will be there. We're talking to Jack McLam, and we're discussing how, you know, at first you came across this information. You tried to bring it to two very powerful people who you thought were Christians. In fact, they were part of the ruling class, if you will, part of the CFR. Then you moved on to the Arizona Police Department, where you were a little bit older than everybody else. Jack, you there? Did we drop Jack?
Yes, oh. I'm here. Yes, it made a tremendous difference that I was 32 and these 20, 21-year-old skulls full of mush were in there, and everything they were told they believed by our superiors, but I realized that they were being lied to over and over again. By the way, the name of that book was The Naked Capitalist by W. Cleon Skousen. And it was Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel, the two top dogs that formed Amway, that are globalists, hardcore globalists. And that's why Amway did so well all over the world and moved so quickly. But anyway, back to the academy. When I went in the police academy at 32 years of age, I heard our superiors come in all the time. And once again, it was important that I was in business after the Vietnam War because I learned how to sell people, you know, sell people products. And I thought, well, a good relationship with the community, caring and being concerned and being a part of the community as a police officer would be very important to law enforcement work. Well, when I was in the police academy, I heard things over and over again like, you're no longer citizens, you're an entity of government promoted above the citizens to better supervise them for their own good. And these young skulls full of mush, 20, 21-year-olds, just grinned and loved it to hear that they were promoted above the citizens, were given guns and nightsticks and everything, and they're going to be supervising the public, not serving them. And then they'd come in and say, you can't trust the citizens out there to ever come to your aid. You can only trust fellow police officers. And over again, every few days, these superiors would come in and train these young people. And what I saw happening, my friend, was they were psychologically dividing the police officers from the public. They were bridging or broadening the gap between citizen and law enforcement officer. And I didn't understand why until at the end of our 16 weeks in the regional police academy, they came in and said, now, one day you're going to be asked to do things you won't want to do and you won't like to do, but if you don't do these things, society will collapse. And so it was an all 16 weeks of brainwashing of these young people. Well, it didn't take on me very well because I knew that the things, many of the things we were being told were lies because I had life's experience that these young people didn't. And so that's why they don't like old cops.
Well, I mean, they're trying to brainwash you into thinking, into separating you from civilians the same way they do in the military, where they bring these guys through basic training and they say, hey, you're part of this elite unit. You have more power. And, yeah, like you said, the younger minds often take to that philosophy, and they really don't see other people outside of their uniform as human beings anymore.
No, it's really a separation between the two. And now that they're militarizing the police and setting up these Blackwater agencies, even here in Idaho they're trying to set one up, to send our police officers to learn to kill and maim and act like animals. I shouldn't use the term animal because animals don't even act like that, but monsters. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very serious today. I spend 12 hours a day, and much of that time I'm communicating on the web with police officers and soldiers, and our job here is to educate our police and soldiers for the last 28 years as volunteers here. And I see the change in the attitude of the police and the military towards the public today. But one great thing's happening, brother, is that our soldiers are really getting angry over there in Iraq and Afghanistan as their family writes to them, as they allegedly are over there to bring democracy to those countries, and their families telling them how many freedoms are being taken away from us here at home. And so the soldiers are reacting horribly to the fact that there's a big con job going on. They're over there bringing democracy, allegedly. Actually, they're not. They're taking over those lands and the oil, but for the international criminal elite. But they don't. Many of them don't realize that, but they are very upset that we're losing our freedoms here at home, as they're supposedly bringing freedom to the people in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I think that's why they've set up things like Blackwater and CACI forces, is because in order to squelch down on the public here in America, you need these privatized forces that don't have the ties at home, whereas a U.S. soldier might find a problem sweeping a U.S. home. Somebody from Mexico or, you know, a prisoner, really, because they like to recruit them too, isn't going to have that same problem. And then you have Halliburton, a private corporation building FEMA camps in this country. Then Halliburton leaves the country and goes to Dubai. Well, if martial law is ever declared in this country, Halliburton's simply going to use these CACI forces, these Blackwater forces, to round people up and put them in these camps.
That's
and it's
right.
going to be awfully hard for us to rise up against Halliburton if they're not even in the country, Jack.
That's right, brother. That's right. And that's why the Bush family bought 2 million acres down in South America. All of these big international criminal elites are buying property out of this country so that they can get out of here when they put us under martial law, because they don't want us to rise up and come after them. So they're all buying outside this country right as we speak right now. And same with Halliburton, getting the heck out of here. That's, of course, old Cheney's still his business today, although he lies and says it's not, that he's not connected to it, but he is. He makes multi-millions a year off Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Carlyle Group, Cheney, Bush, and Osama bin Laden are business partners in the Carlyle Group, and they're going around buying up all the American ammunition companies right now that make ammunition here for America to make sure that Americans can't get any.
Well, I feel like the public got a little too hip to the Carlyle Group because they just announced its bankruptcy about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
but we all
sure.
know what that. Yeah, exactly. But we all know what that is. The leaders of that corporation are getting out and they're putting it under a different name. You know, those guys aren't going broke. Let's be honest. They're
That's
just
right.
upset that it's gotten as much public attention as it has. I think they were pretty uncomfortable when even Michael Moore talked about it in
sure.
Fahrenheit 9/11. I want to get into some of the police state news just in on May 2nd. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but IBM has now joined Lockheed Martin's team for the FBI's next generation of identification. And it's all about biometrics, and it's all about facial recognition capabilities. And instead of just thumbprints, we're now going to have palm prints, Jack. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Just wonderful.
Well, a lot of people don't know that IBM actually created the first tabulation machines, which were the first computers, for the Nazis so that they could, you know, do their roundup in Germany.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
I mean, that's how they catalog people, folks. They use tabulation machines. That's how they mobilized their concentration camps, their work camps, their death camps. And if you don't think that's coming here, why is it that IBM's joining Lockheed Martin, this super military industrial complex unit, in order to provide the next generation of identification? It makes me
sick.
That's
right. Let me tell you something that not many people know, too, that it was the secret, super secret organizations, government organizations, that promoted in America this tremendous rush to go out and get yourself tattooed. Because when I was with the Phoenix Police Department, I was the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Police Department, I realized working with the FBI and other agencies that we loved to see people go out and get tattooed. Because every time that person is stopped, the officer writes it down, takes a picture of the tattoo, and sends it in for their case file.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a private citizen on a traffic stop, they love you to get tattoos. And so the government secretly went out and started promoting all the young people getting tattoos, and so they can record them, and it's easy to see. Now, fingerprints take a few minutes, you know, a little while to send to the computer and so forth, but your tattoos are really an identification mark for individuals.
And that's 100% true. I've been incarcerated before, and I've been processed, and one of the first questions they ask you is, do you have any birthmarks or tattoos? So if you don't have a birthmark, you know, and I actually have one on my arm that's pretty visible that they must love, but, you know, then they're like, well, what tattoos do you have? And then you write down what tattoos, or they search you, and like, oh, you didn't put that one down. And that is a lot easier identification than having to run somebody's fingerprint, because, you know, obviously you have to run that through a database, whereas if somebody gives you a name, you can immediately pull up that name and see what tattoos they have, check the tattoos on them, and it's either that person or it isn't.
That's right.
So, you know, they've been subversive for years now. You know, obviously they try to promote things that are going to help them in pop culture, and tattoos are definitely one of them. There's no real way to get rid of an armful of tattoos. I mean, you can sit there with the laser surgery for years on end, but it's still going to have marks.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, if you take it off, then it leaves a mark, and they know that that was a tattoo there at one time.
Yeah. All right. We're going to be back with Jack McLam of jackmclam.com. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, over at Infowars.com, we're going to have the refeed. Going to get to hear that Tommy Chong interview one more time. We'll be back after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
All right, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in for my final day. In the final hour, we're actually going to be re-airing the Willie Nelson interview, and if you missed any of the first hour, boy, did you miss out. Okay, Tommy Chong was with us for an entire hour, talked about the drug war, talked about 9/11. You can hear the refeed only at Infowars.com after the fourth hour. That should be pretty big. I'm sure it's going to be YouTube posting and some stories over at Infowars and Prison Planet. I want to remind everybody that they can get a copy of American Drug War, The Last White Hope, over at Infowars.com. But if you happen to live in the Glendale area of California, there is going to be a screening of that film in a theater. You see it on the big screen with filmmaker Kevin Booth. That's on May 9th at 7 p.m. And it is the First Lutheran Church of Glendale. Again, Glendale, Californians can see that for only a $10 donation. And you get to meet Kevin Booth, who is an excellent filmmaker. Aaron Dykes came in a little while ago, and he said he had just watched it last night, and it was boss, and he wanted to give kudos to Kevin. Like I said, I watched it back in December. It's an excellent film. If you haven't seen it, if you don't know how this scam is working, how they're shipping in the drugs, how they use dupes, how they actually make the profits on the cocaine and the heroin, you need to see American Drug War, The Last White Hope. All right, back to our guest, Jack McLam. We're talking about, you know, the police state, overseas, the whole deal. Where do you see us going, Jack, in the next 6 months to a year? Do you see, you know, an invasion of Iran? Do you see that happening after the Bush administration is out? Obviously, we know that there isn't going to be much of a difference between the Bush administration, the McCain administration, the Clinton administration, Clinton II, I should say, or the Obama administration. They're all owned by the same interests, aren't they?
They certainly are. They're totally owned and puppets, just like Boy George Bush is. Cheney's really our president, but because he gives the marching orders to Boy George Bush, and he dances around and acts like a good little Christian boy, and but Cheney works, and so does Bush actually under the CFR, and the neocon Trotskyites control the White House, the military, and we've heard this from many, many great American patriotic Jewish brothers and sisters in the military, that the neocon Trotskyites control the military today, and we are going to war with Iran unless God stops it, because you and I can't do it. We can't stop it, but they've now sent the nuclear subs over there, U.S. nuclear subs, and just sent a third force, flat top over to there, attack force. And they're really revving it up to go to war with Iran. And the sad thing about it is, we've heard from our intel people here at our two police and military associations that they've pointed out 10,000 targets in Iran that they're going to bomb. 10,000 targets. Now, the reason for doing this is that they made a mistake in Iraq, and they didn't kill enough of the citizens, and the citizens are rising up today because we've killed 1,200,000 men, women, and children over there, and the citizens are the ones that are really the fighters.
The Al-Qaeda, right? The Al-Qaeda insurgents.
Yeah.
But everybody's labeled Al-Qaeda. Yeah, whether you're people, just a person in a hut trying to defend your village, or you're an actual terrorist, you're Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, but the intel people tell us that they hope to kill 50 million Iranians out of the 72 million Iranians that are over there, so that they will not have this citizen standing up to fight our forces in Iran. So 50 million is on the target to kill with this 10,000 targets that they've designated there. And these are not just nuclear reactors. I mean, 10,000 targets. They're going to clean out the whole country, and that's the purpose. They want to turn it over to the neocon Trotskyites and make this the place where they set up their world government out of Iraq.
It really is the final
Babylon.
Yeah, it's the Iraq really final puzzle piece of all of Eurasia, isn't it, Jack? I mean, if they get Iran. They already have Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're buddy-buddy with Saudi Arabia. They can truly transform that whole region into whatever they like. I want to talk about this on the other side. We're also going to be taking your phone calls. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. Another untold story.com.
We begin this story by saying, once upon a time, a nation was born. Whoa. Let's start that story again by saying, once upon a day, a nation was born. On that day, one of the men who signed the birthing document, Samuel Adams, said, quote, "We have this day restored the sovereign to whom alone men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven, and from the rising to the setting sun may his kingdom come," end quote. One history book said of that day, and I quote, "As the news of the declaration spread abroad in the newborn nation, Americans everywhere were delirious. Samuel Adams wrote, 'The people, I am told, recognize the resolution as though it were a decree promulgated from heaven,'" end quote. What's untold is an ancient prophecy telling of a nation that would indeed be born in a day. And what is really untold is that that exact day of birth was calculated and given 2,520 years prior to the birthday. Want to know the prophecy and the calculation of that exact birthday? July 7th, 1776? Go to anotheruntoldstory.com. This truth is not told anywhere else and is only posted there, but for about 48 hours.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
All right, it is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. My little website is loosechange911.com. You can get a copy of Loose Change Final Cut right there. Make a bunch of copies, hand them out. You can also get it at Alex Jones' site, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. He also has loosechangethefinalcut.com. We're talking to Jack McLam of Police and Military Against the New World Order, JackMcLam.com. And, Jack, you were just discussing how they want Iraq to be their new Babylon.
And that's what it is. They're building, our soldiers are telling us here at our two police and military associations that they're building 21 buildings there in the green zone that they're saying is an embassy. Now, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and been in a number of embassies. It's one building. And so what they're building here, according to our soldiers, is the military headquarters for taking over the whole Middle East and running this world government system out of Babylon, Iraq. you read the Holy Scriptures, it says that the Middle East is where the world government will be operated from. And so they're setting up this Antichrist system right there in Iraq, Babylon, to control the whole Middle East and to set up this. And by the way, Saudi Arabia's next. After we take over Iran, I've been told by sources that Saudi Arabia's next, so they think they're our buddies. But no, they're going to get bombed into the Stone Age, and our military's going to die over there, too, for these international criminals that want to take over the whole Middle East.
Well, I always felt that that's what they were set up for. That's why they said 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, because
right.
they knew
yeah.
they were going to be able to fool the American people into going into Afghanistan. After all, that was where bin Laden was, the main guy. And they were going to be
yeah.
able to fool people into Iraq because they had been demonized over the last decade or so. Really 2 decades almost, with Operation Desert Storm and all that in the early 90s. And I always felt after we had the landmass of Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq, we would have a landmass almost as large as Saudi Arabia, and we can use that as a launching base to invade that nation as well.
Sure, yes, and that's what it's all about. It's all happening in the Middle East. That's why we ought to be very concerned about, especially Christians out there, funding this Antichrist system that's being set up. And so many Christians are saying, yeah, yeah, go get them, go get them. They're a threat to Israel. Go destroy all these Arab nations. But really, folks, listen to me. I'm a born-again Christian, but I've read the Bible myself. I haven't just listened to my government preacher tell me about what's in it. But we're helping set up the Antichrist world government system by going to war and taking over these nations for these Antichrist international criminal elite in this country. So shame on you, Christians, for funding and pushing these wars in the Middle East.
Well, the majority of Christians in this country still believe that George Bush is a man of Jesus Christ, when in fact he goes to the Bohemian Grove in Sonoma, California for two
yeah.
weeks out of the year
yeah.
To kick off the whole ceremony with the cremation of care, where they all dress up like pagans and have little hoods and do, you know, Babylonian rituals, really, like this hour-long
sure.
ritual of a mock sacrifice in front of an
yeah.
owl god named Molech, a Canaanite deity where people used to sacrifice their children to. Very Christian indeed, Jack.
Let's
take some callers.
The Skull and Bone Society is known as the satanic organization, and Bush won't leave it because he's a Satanist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question about that whatsoever. He's also loves handsome little boys. And in the White House, there's remember that guy that checked in 250 times who was a...
talking about Jeff Gannon, right? James
yeah,
Guthert? Oh,
Gannon,
of course, the military prostitute.
Times. And I've got a picture here of Bush hugging him and kissing him on the head.
Yeah, he kisses his bald head, because that's what I do to
yeah.
grown men that are supposed to be the press while I'm the president.
That's right.
And yeah,
and
you know.
They're homosexual sodomites, and he had a website that they finally took down because it was embarrassing George Bush Jr. Jeff Gannon had this website of him naked walking around on there.
MilitaryStuds.com. MilitaryStuds.com. Yeah, he was the madam. It's really all very
Thanks.
Christian, Jack. All right, let's take some callers. We have Joe Bannister, the former IRS agent, on the line. Joe, are you with us?
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing fine. I was listening to the show, and I heard that you had Jack on, and I just wanted to, Jack was one of the people that, you know, helped enlighten me.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you probably still have it, Jack, the Vampire Killer 2000 book. I think.
Oh, yes, we sure do. Yeah, Brother Joe, it's so good to hear your voice. Listen, I'd love to get you on my radio program sometime.
I'd love to be on, but I just wanted to say, you know, just as one living example, you know, of somebody while I was still working for the IRS, I mean, some of the materials that I was given was Jack's materials, and, you know, it helped me understand and grasp how I was this little cog in this wheel of tyranny. And, you know, I know that the people who have never heard Jack speak or maybe are new to, you know, Jason and all his work with 9/11, I mean, they just think, well, you people are all a bunch of kooks. I mean, you know, our government can be trusted, and what are you talking about? And you just find out how you're helping this system to advance. And it's a, you know, evil and tyrannical, and you're basically helping to, as I think one of the founding fathers said, helping to rivet the chains on the necks of your fellow Americans.
Well, the bottom line is that Americans really have had it too good for too long on the outset. They don't see this tyranny because it's not in their face every single day. It's starting to get there. I mean, the $4.50 a gallon gas, the fact that we have troops over in the Middle East dying all the time. But it's still on such a level that they're codified into this, you know, mall culture where the TV is going to tell me what to do. I'm going to follow the TV. I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to have my car payments. I'm going to send my kids to college, and everything's great. You know, the government isn't that bad.
Right, yes.
And yeah, another thing is that people also feel like they can't make a difference. Well, Joe, you're one of those people out there that has made a difference.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I just, you know, the whatever difference, little difference I've made, it was just being on the shoulders of, like, you know, Jack saying that he's been at this for 28-plus years, and, you know, the work that you've done, Jason. And, you know, we really all just take a little bit from those that come before us and continue the battle. And it's the people that aren't getting in there and helping to row the boat. You know, we need to get them on board as well so we can, gain some speed.
I'm with you, Joe. I thank you so much for the call. If you want to see Joe.
Thank you, brother. You're a great American hero, Joe. I'm just proud to serve with you.
He is a great American hero, and he's featured in America, Freedom to Fascism, one of the best tools that we have out there to wake people up, not only to the fraud of the Federal Reserve System, but the coming Real ID Act and the chipping. You know, I mean, Verichip is real. It's the size of a grain of rice. It was approved for humans by the FDA in 2004 while Tommy Thompson was the head of Health and Human Services in this country. He also happens to be on the board of Verichip, went on TV, said he was going to take a chip. When I confronted him last summer, he said, oh, I didn't take any chips yet, but it's the greatest thing since ever. It's the best thing since breakfast. You know, we can use it for the military for inventory, is what he told me. And
right.
I sat there and I'm like, inventory? What are you talking about? If you want to put inventory on, say, a bomb or a weapon, you can easily put an RFID tag on the outset, something that's scannable. You don't need a chip for that. He's talking about soldiers, Jack, their inventory.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Our government is very, very scared. This neocon Trotskyite-controlled government of ours are very scared of special forces and our military. That's why they just passed that bill to disarm our military, 200,000 that have PTSD and everything. But also, they're putting these chips in our special forces out there. And what we've heard through very deep intel sources is these chips they're putting in special forces have an explosive chip part in that chip that puts poison into the system and kills that special forces officer if he joins in with the Patriots and tries to save America. So if any of these special forces guys think it's really neat to have that chip, because if you get lost behind enemy lines, they can find you easy. But secretly in that chip, there's an explosive device that poisons you, and you die within just a couple minutes after that chip goes off, and they can set off that chip by satellite. So
I think it's also scary that they're chipping regular citizens. I mean, it's one thing to be in the military, to be in special forces, to be kind of like culled and brainwashed into taking it. But right now they're proposing that anybody south of Mexico, the Mexican government wants to do away with passports and chip people to come into this country. And the only person that's reported on it is Lou Dobbs on CNN for 40 seconds one night. So why isn't this a huge issue? This isn't a voluntary chipping. This is a mobility issue. If you want to leave the country, you now have to get chipped. And when we get into this North American Union, Jack, when they finally put it together with the United States, Mexico, and Canada, who's to say you're not going to have a chip to come into this country?
That's right. Absolutely. That's coming, brother. That's certainly coming. Yes.
Well, that's one of the biggest things that got me involved in this movement. When I first saw 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, in 2002, when I was doing my initial research into 9/11, and I saw the Jacobs family get on the Today Show and take government chips together and say how it made them feel safer from terror and they didn't mind taking it for this government, I literally got sick to my stomach.
Yes, very true.
It's
very
unbelievable.
True.
All right, let's jump to another phone call. Let's go to Ed in Utah. Ed, are you with us?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Ed?
Pretty good. Jack, it's been a long time since I met you at the Salt Palace back in the days of the Patriot Preparedness Expos.
That's been a while, brother. Good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. I do want to address a couple of things here. One of your fellow Patriots up in Idaho, I think you might know Mark Glenn from the American Free Press newspaper.
Yes, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mark Glenn wrote something recently. He might have an answer about this Iranian situation that he wrote about in the American Free Press concerning Russia and Putin might be the only bulwark over there against an invasion. Jack, what do you think?
Yes, we've heard this. There are intel people that Putin is really ticked off about this war coming up with America against Iran. And Putin is deeply involved. Russia's deeply involved in Iran in business dealings and so forth. So there's a very good likelihood that we can find ourselves at war with Russia, and not just a cold war either, but a hot war with Russia if we go into Iran. But after all, the international criminal elite want World War III. So if Russia will get involved in a war with us and over Iran, this helps them push for their goal for World War III. What they're trying to do, according to our intel people, is cause the Muslims across the world, 1,300,000,000, to stand up and go to war. And that's a lot of soldiers out there. But anyway, they want them to stand up and go to war all across the world so that there'll be blood in the streets all across the world, and the people across the world will cry out for world peace, and they can just shuttle us right under the communist-controlled United Nations system for world peace. And if you remember back during the time that Russia was around, when they would say peace, 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 it meant no opposition to communism. That was peace. So when these guys say world peace, it means no opposition to the Antichrist world government system is what world peace is going to be. But it's going to be the super rich and the super poor, no middle class, just like it was in Russia. And so, yeah, they want World War III. So if Russia will get involved in the war when we go into Iran, they're going to have a big smile on their face because they want to promote this world government system and have the people cry out for peace across the world after enough of their countrymen are killed and go into this world government system.
I couldn't agree with you more. Ed, thank you for the call. I mean, I want people to understand out there, too, this is not really our term for it. The New World Order has been professed throughout centuries now. I mean, we have H.G. Wells writing a book called The New World Order where he states that a lot of good people are going to have to die to bring this in. Hitler spoke of the New World Order. George Bush Sr. spoke of the New World Order by name. Henry Kissinger spoke of the New World Order by name. I have several clips of Bill Clinton. He knows damn well what the New World Order is, and he says he's promoting the New World Order. Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of the UK. Gordon Brown, in front of the CBI, just before he became the Prime Minister of the UK, did like a five-minute speech just on the New World Order, talked about the economics of the New World Order, the policies in the New World Order, where the UK would be in the New World Order. I mean, it was actually the front page of their papers the next day. You know, Brown calls for a New World Order. We've had the Pope call for a New World Order. When are people going to wake up, Jack?
Well, we've learned through our Catholic brothers and sisters in the military that Pope John Paul II was the leader in going across the world, and we have two videotapes, matter of fact, of him talking to witches and snake handlers, telling them that he wants them in his world religion. So it's the Roman Popish system setting up the world religion under the Antichrist, and the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews in Israel. And here in America, they're called neocons, but they're actually Gentiles that call themselves Jews. Just like in Revelations, God said at this time there would be people calling themselves Jews that were not. And they're setting up the political world government system. At the time, the Catholics, this Ratzinger, the new pope, is doing the same thing now that John Paul II was doing. And I have two videos up here. One called Is the Pope Catholic? and the other one, Vatican Rising, that shows Pope John Paul II going around across the world telling snake handlers and the worshipers of Shiva, taking the mark of Shiva in his forehead and telling them they don't need Jesus Christ because they have their own path to heaven, and inviting them into the world religion. So, yes, there is two things going on at once, world politics, world religion, and world politics coming together to control, so that the people that need that aphrodisiac of religion will have their world religion to worship.
Well, I feel like they use three major things to divide and conquer, and that is race, politics, and religion. And like as you said, you know, when you have the Pope, who's supposed to be the head of the Catholics, going around promoting a one-world religion, there is obviously an ulterior motive.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very scary stuff.
It is. Very sad, too, because I see the top people in the Baptist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, they are globalists, the very top people, and they're working to put us under this world religion, too. And they're having great success at it by telling the ministers in seminaries that misinterpretation of Romans 13, that we must obey everything government tells us to do.
I want to talk Romans 13 when we come back in the final segment, Jack. We're going to be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. I just want to remind everybody to tune in to the Infowars.com refeed after the program is over, and you can hear my interview in the first hour with Tommy Chong. He discusses not only the American drug war picture, but a.k.a. Tommy Chong, and yes, folks, 9/11. He doesn't buy the official story either, and we need more and more people like this because, unfortunately, in this country, people gravitate towards celebrity and not towards scientists or public officials. So that's why it's important for people like Rosie O'Donnell to come out. It's important for people like Willie Nelson to come out. And it's important for people like Tommy Chong to come out. So please check that out on the other side. Jack, we're talking Romans 13, and I had a guest on discussing it yesterday. And basically what has happened is FEMA has went around the country, sent officials to these local churches, talked to pastors, and put them on a payroll to tell people that Romans 13 should be followed, and that indeed the government is God, and if they come and they round us up, we should go with them. You with me, Jack? Maybe I'll let Jack go.
Almost 30,000 now, brother. You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you did a great job with Tommy Chong. I enjoyed that very much here listening before the show. But anyway, yes, over 30,000 pastors now, Christian pastors, have signed on to convince their flock of the lie that Romans 13, when they went to seminaries since the 1900s, we've had several communists tell us that the seminaries in America were taken over by God's enemies in the early 1900s. And they've taught the ministers, the prospective ministers, to come out and tell the people that all governments of God, so we must obey all government. Well, when you have a totally evil government, it goes against Psalms 94:16. God says, rise up against the evildoers and stand up against the workers of iniquity. And when you sit back and let Satan take over our government as it has today, and sit back and say what the other lie the minister told you is that you're going to be raptured out of here next week, so who cares? Just sit back, keep your head down, don't make the government mad, let Satan take over, and we're leaving here next week. Well, Billy Graham's been saying that for 75 years, and we're still here. And so if you really read the scriptures, you'll find out Jesus Christ himself said the ones that are going to be raptured out are the evil ones. And I could show you where that's at in the Bible. I can't think of the chapter right now in verse. It's Luke somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells his disciples that the evil ones are going to be raptured out, and the eagles are going to eat their flesh. The dead bodies will be laying out there, and the eagles are going to eat their flesh, right in Luke. And
well,
so
you know, all
we've been lied to, and brother, the Christians have totally withdrawn from this battle that God told us to be in, beyond the field of battle against his enemies and occupy until his return.
Well, it's been said for evil to succeed, all it takes is good men to do nothing, and that's what they're
that's
encouraging.
That's what we've done.
Exactly, is good men do nothing. And you said 30,000 pastors. I really want people to grasp that. I mean, 30,000 people would be enough, but these pastors are in charge of flocks in the hundreds and thousands. I mean,
Yeah. We're
talking up to maybe 3, 4, 5 million people that believe this, that are just going to go along willingly, when these are people that should be fighting by our side against our globalist enemies. You know, these guys are not Christians. I want to reiterate that one more time. They go to Bohemian Grove. It is not a Christian party up there.
That's
Jack,
right.
Thank you so much for spending an hour with me. We're going to have Wayne Madsen on the other side. Remember, it's jackmclam.com, and you can get Alex's pictures over at Infowars.com, including American Drug War. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex Jones. Just one more hour for you, then we're going to be replaying the Alex Willie Nelson interview. Again, if you want to check out the refeed, it's over at InfoWars.com. That first hour was Blockbuster with Tommy Chong, Kevin Booth, and the creators of AKA Tommy Chong. Tommy not only talks the drug war, but talked 9/11 with us quite candidly. And you can only hear it over at InfoWars.com when the refeed begins. We have Wayne Madsen of the Wayne Madsen Report with us. Rather honored to have him. It's the first time I've spoken with him. And Wayne, I want to get your take on this Jack Abramoff relationship to the DC madam. I've read the article. I'd like you to go into depth on that.
Well, that relationship goes through Baltimore. Gene first had problems with the government. It was as a result of an investigation started by the Internal Revenue Service office in Baltimore. But what was really going on in Baltimore was that the U.S. Attorney for Maryland, Tom DiBaggio, was looking into the involvement of high-level Republicans in Maryland and in Baltimore using public funds to pay for the escorts who work for Gene Palfrey's Pamela Martin and Associates. DiBaggio never targeted Palfrey. As a matter of fact, he obviously saw her as a very potentially good witness to prosecute the people he was going after for this malfeasance with public funds. One of the guys he nailed was Ed Norris, the police commissioner for Baltimore, who the Republican governor of Maryland, Bob Ehrlich, then made head of the Maryland State Police. So here you have Baltimore's top cop, and then Maryland's top cop, being a customer of Pamela Martin. It's at that point in time, when he's looking at that the IRS begins their investigation of Gene Palfrey, and also it involves the Postal Inspection Service. And that started this whole process where, you know, Gene was the one who was being gone after, but Ehrlich was left alone. DiBaggio did nail Ed Norris, who did some time in jail, but is now a conservative talk show host in Baltimore and a real darling of the right wing up there. But we also have to remember Abramoff. Abramoff was a resident of Silver Spring, Maryland. He was very close to Ehrlich. He gave money to Ehrlich. Some of this money was coming from Israeli sources. That's a violation of the law right there. You can't be a political candidate and take money from foreign sources. It was also coming from some of Abramoff's African clients, including the government of Gabon, which is a dictatorship. But we now know that Sherlington Limousine, which was ferrying around escorts for Duke Cunningham and CIA Director Porter Goss to the Watergate Hotel and the Westin Grand Hotel here in Washington, Sherlington Limousine was ferrying around Pamela Martin escorts. Of course, we know what happened to Duke Cunningham. We know what happened to the two lobbyists he was dealing with, Mitchell Wade with MZM and Brent Wilkes, who was another San Diego-based contractor. I know from Gene that a person named Brent called her consistently from Poway in California to arrange for these escorts in Washington, and of course, Poway was the headquarters for Brent Wilkes, the head of the these various defense contractors that were and Brent Wilkes was convicted on 13 counts of fraud and wire fraud and what have you. He was involved with all these individuals.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we get back, I want to discuss Porter Goss a little bit, because not only was he the head of the CIA, but he was one of the co-chairs of the initial 9/11 investigation by Congress, and he happened to be meeting on the morning of 9/11 with General Mahmoud Ahmed and Bob Graham. I want to get your take on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back with Wayne Mattson of the Wayne Mattson Report. And Wayne, I just discussed a little bit about Porter Goss, and why I think that Porter Goss is so important is not only his ties to the initial congressional investigation into 9/11, not only his ties to General Mahmoud Ahmed of the ISI, who supposedly wired $100,000 to Otta just before the attacks, according to the official version, that would be one-fifth of the funding. But because he was put as the head of the CIA for a very short time, I always wonder what he was doing there.
Well, he brought in his own cronies into the CIA. Porter Goss had been a clandestine officer for the CIA back in the 60s, and for some reason he abruptly leaves the CIA, resurfaces in Florida, where he starts to get active in local politics and is eventually elected as a member of the House of Representatives, and then becomes the chairman of the House, Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the oversight mm-hmm. body for the CIA, which, he was always interested in going back to the CIA as director. And there was a very unusual and suspicious suicide in 2000, John Millis, who had been the executive director under Goss, had some sort of breaking with him, and they found Goss supposedly shot to death with a shotgun at a seedy motel in Fairfax, Virginia. He had another suspicious suicide. So we not only have Gene Palfrey, we have many, many suspicious quote-unquote suicides here, and this one, of course, with John Millis, who had been a 13-year veteran of both the CIA and worked for a short time at the NSA, the National Security Agency. Millis had been involved with support of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. The same people were told, mushroomed into and morphed into Al-Qaeda later. So there's a lot of connections. Of course, Goss would have never looked at these issues when he was conducting his investigation in 9/11. And hopefully, in an Obama administration, he's already said. Obama said his first act will be to have his new attorney general investigate the Bush administration for any past crimes. And we could only hope that they would include the real story about what happened on 9/11 and who the real perpetrators were.
Well, I'm pretty skeptical about anything an Obama administration is going to do. But I will say this. As the Bush administration leaves, I think that we are going to see the release of a lot more documents. I mean, even Joseph Biden, who was well aware of this Pakistani funding, has actually talked about it on camera and then said it was classified. Also talked about Able Danger and how there'd be a lot more coming out about that as the administration leaves. But I don't see a huge amount of information coming out. I see it trickling out. I saw that the FBI initial report has finally been released to the public a couple months ago. I'm hoping that those initial 27 pages that were redacted from the congressional report will also become public, but I'm not that optimistic. Why don't you talk about his connections? Like, who else is Goss connected to that makes him such a prominent target?
Well, Goss, of course, goes back to the 60s. He was working at the CIA station in Miami. And we now know that the CIA station in Miami was basically in ground zero for the operations being conducted against Fidel Castro in Cuba. It's also where the plot to kill President Kennedy was first. Kennedy was first going to be hit in Miami, and they had to change it later to Dallas because the Miami operation wasn't going to be successful. So we have Goss's dirty fingerprints all over that time period where we saw some of the people that came out of that CIA operation also included some people who were later caught burglarizing Democratic National headquarters at the Watergate. Again, we go back to the Watergate. Goss's poker parties with the Shirlington limousines bringing over the escorts, Pamela Martin escorts, was the Watergate. The break-in was at the Watergate. So here we... You know, one thing about these guys is that they very rarely change the playbook. The playbook remains the same, and sometimes the faces change. But in the case of Porter Goss, it's the same Porter Goss who was at the CIA station in Miami plotting to kill Castro and invade Cuba. The same Porter Goss who may have had his fingerprints, at least with people involved with the assassination of President Kennedy. And the same Porter Goss who seems to have his fingerprints on 9/11.
Thank you so much for going over that for the listeners. That really shows you how these intelligence spooks really keep through history, and you know, they get away with it. You know, it looks like this guy's going to get away with it, especially now that Palfrey is gone. Do you think there's a chance that her list is ever going to come to light of who her customers actually were?
Well, we've got a couple. Well, one list we have, of course, is the phone records, which she made public. Unfortunately, we only were able to call a few people off of that list, and, you know, including Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. And I would note that yesterday the Senate Ethics Committee dropped its ethics investigation of Vitter. The reason given? Because Palfrey committed suicide. Well, that has nothing to do with whether Vitter violated Senate ethics rules. The mere fact that the so-called madam kills herself, I don't understand how the Senate can drop the charges against Vitter. Again, it seems like her quote-unquote suicide seemed to be very convenient for a lot of people, including people like Vitter and others, and as I already reported, Cheney was also one of her clients when he was the head of Halliburton in the 90s. These people are, you know, insidious. Goss is just one of many Abramoff is another one. Of course, he's doing time in prison, but
Abramoff is really their sacrificial lamb, is he not? He's a guy that they can throw out into the public that people won't dig into too far. He'll serve a few years in prison, and he'll be let go.
I'm sure he's on Bush, high up on Bush's pardon list or commutation list at the end of this term. I think we'll see Abramoff leave prison. I think we'll see quite a few others. Probably Jonathan Pollard, the Israeli spy,
will
be let out, and I think we'll see many others.
Wow, if Jonathan Pollard's let out, I that'll be tough for me to believe, but I can see it. I mean, they just pardon whoever they feel they want to. One of Abramoff's ties that I found really interesting was the tie to the gambling cruise ship off of off the coast of Florida. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, Abramoff purchased Sun Cruise casino boats from a Florida businessman named Gus Boulos. And then Boulos later said, hey, there was some hanky-panky involved in this deal. He wanted to get his cruise boats back, but Boulos was gunned down, gangland assassination style, on the street in broad daylight in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We do know from certain reports that that two of the 9/11 hijackers, Atta and possibly Al-Shehi, were spotted on Abramoff's Sun Cruise boat that when Abramoff owned it out of Madeira Beach, Florida, near south of near Tampa, and that this this was just a few days before 9/11. So this notion that these were these Islamist radicals praying to Allah before they hijacked planes, slit throats, and put them into buildings is nonsensical, because I also know that the hijackers who hijacked a United 93 out of Newark the night before were at a strip club in Wayne, New Jersey, sticking dollar bills into G-strings. So these don't sound like the Muslims, at least the ones portrayed in the movie about United 93, that were shaving themselves, their body hair, and praying to Allah and reading out of the Quran before they hijacked the airplanes. It's just total. It's just more nonsense. It was created as almost like a Hollywood type disinformation campaign. These guys, Atta was known to be a drug mule for people probably associated with U.S. intelligence. He had been cited often at the officers' club at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama. He was an Egyptian Air Force officer. So the mere fact that he had been working alongside U.S. intelligence assets for years should have told us that all of us that what we were told about 9/11 and what was the actual case of 9/11 are two entirely different things.
Well, I'd also like to point out that Atta also, through a Freedom of Information Act request, we know that a Mohammed Atta attended the Maxwell Air Force Base Academy. I mean, that's admitted. They just don't say whether it is the Mohammed Atta. I mean, give me a break. I mean, we have all these eyewitness accounts that he always had money, he always had cocaine, he enjoyed the company of strippers, he's on gambling boats, and not only that, but he was reported as one of these guys that was going to hijack a plane by James Woods, the actor, and another woman on the airplane. You know, he went on Fox News and talked about this. A couple months before 9/11, he said he spotted Atta and three of the other hijackers in jumpsuits, thought they were going to hijack the plane, thought so much that after he got off the plane, he and a stewardess actually filed a report with the FAA, but apparently it was never followed up on, Wayne.
Well, of course not, and we know all this with, you know, Zacharias Massaoui. Colleen Rowley wanted to get a search warrant up in Minneapolis for his computer. It was stymied by the FBI in Washington. It's quite clear what happened. That 9/11, you know, these people say, well, it was faulty U.S. intelligence. No, there were elements of U.S. intelligence and U.S. law enforcement that aided and abetted in the worst crime we've seen in this country probably ever. And of course we're told to believe the 9/11 Commission report, which was engineered by Phil Zelikow. Now we know that Karl Rove influenced that report. The original chairman was supposed to be Henry Kissinger, the biggest American war criminal of this and the last century. And we're supposed to believe this nonsense. Phil Zelikow, by the way, comes from the Miller Institute out of the University of Virginia, and the Miller Institute has made its name in trying to debunk anyone who would question the official version of what happened to President Kennedy in Dallas. They stand by the Warren Commission when everybody else with an ounce of sanity knows that the Warren Commission report, just like the 9/11 Commission report, was mere fantasy.
Absolutely. One of the things I like to point out is that although it's very hyped that Able Danger identified Atta prior to 9/11, they don't talk about the other three hijackers that they also identified. And they identified Khalid al-Madar and Nawaf al-Zahami. Well, it turns out those two guys are living with and renting from a tested FBI informant. And then when it comes time for them to talk to officials, the FBI is thwarting that, so nobody gets to talk to this informant. I want to get your take on that on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
In 1814,
we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I want to remind folks that Alex is going to be screening his latest picture, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, over at the Alamo Draft House off South Lamar, I believe. The screenings will be Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Alex is going to be there. And remember, this film won't be released until mid-June, early July. So if you want to get a sneak peek, the only way is the Alamo Draft House. I also want to let people know that I interviewed Tommy Chong in the first hour, just an explosive interview about the drug war and 9/11. And you can listen to that on the refeed over at Infowars.com after the fourth hour. We're talking to Wayne Mattson. And, Wayne, I brought up the Black Ops program, Able Danger, how, you know, they were working with CENTCOM. They identified four of the hijackers prior to 9/11. They tried to go to the FBI over a dozen times. They were thwarted. Of course, the attacks of 9/11 happened. Then Anthony Schaefer goes and talks to Philip Zelikow prior to the 9/11 Commission report. And it doesn't make the report, does it? Well, why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, we do know that there were all kinds of intelligence reports prior to 9/11, not just from our own intelligence agencies, but from a number of foreign intelligence agencies that all seem to have been ignored. We heard from probably intelligence agencies, law enforcement agencies in over 30 countries that tried to tell us something was up, including Russia. And these were all conveniently ignored. I think it's obvious, but you know that what these foreign agencies and our own agencies found out was there was this plan afoot to create this what the neocons called a new Pearl Harbor, so they could push their sordid agenda. Which ever since 9/11, that's all we've seen. We've seen the erosion of the U.S. Constitution. We've seen torture now adopted as a policy. By the administration, renditioning, kidnapping, political assassinations, a whole host of things that's really the hallmark of a fascist nation.
Well, one of the things that really ties it in for me is J. Michael Springman's testimony. He was one of the heads of the consulate in Jeddah back in the late 80s, early 90s. And when he would go through and deny these guys visas, they would get let in through national security purposes by his supervisors. Now, at first, he thought this was just visa fraud, somebody in his agency taking kickbacks. When he got back to the States, he said he talked to people within the CIA who told them this was part of an ongoing program to funnel in Islamic militants into this country for their asset, Osama bin Laden. And then you find out that a lot of these hijackers, or these supposed hijackers, were funneled in through the consulate at Jeddah.
Right, right. And this goes back, of course, to the time when the U.S. Supported the Afghan Mujahideen against the Soviets and were giving them, Stinger surface-to-air portable missile launchers. The Saudis were giving them the money. The Israelis and the Egyptians were giving them the weaponry. And again, we see the same. Who do we see with their fingerprints all over 9/11? Well, the same group. We see, Atta's an Egyptian. The others are Saudis, Saudi money, and, of course, Israeli art students and movers running all over not only the country in close proximity of these Saudi hijackers, but also seen with a camera at Liberty State Park, set up on the Trade Center before the first plane hit. So, obviously, they had advanced knowledge.
Absolutely. I'm actually covering that in the next film.
The four people in the Trade Center.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm actually covering that in my next film. You're talking about urban moving systems, the art ring, and then obviously their connections to Amdocs and Comverse, which is really how they accumulate all this intelligence. And when I saw that Fox News piece, which was a four-part series, they really break it down how this spy ring was able to infiltrate the most upper echelons of government. And there's an article out there that you may not be aware of. It's called Digital Moles Inside the White House. And it really goes through how these hijackers supposedly had every security code ever for the National Security Agency, the Drug Enforcement Agency, the FBI, the NSA on the morning of 9/11. And that's where these threats to Air Force One and others came from. Wayne Mattson, I thank you so much for joining us this half an hour. It's the Wayne Mattson Report. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Ira hates, Ira hates. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There's a story
I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex. It's almost come to a close, folks. Alex will be back on Monday. He may even be doing a Sunday show. I'm not quite sure. The fourth hour is going to be a replay of his famous interview with Willie Nelson. But you're going to want to go to Infowars.com after that if you missed any of the first hour, because I interviewed Tommy Chong not only on the American Drug War picture and AKA Tommy Chong, which of course, American Drug War. You can get over at Infowars.com. But we also talked 9/11 truth, and obviously, Tommy himself has his questions. We also talked Schwarzenegger a little bit at the tail end of that section. But we have another guest on right now. We have a Mike from naturalnews.com on with us. How are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show today.
No problem, man.
Hey, well, it's really nice to be here. And today in Congress, you know, they're talking about this potential ban on direct-to-consumer drug advertising. Now, I know your listeners know very well that drug advertising is a massive marketing scam. And maybe, finally, for the first time in a long time, we might have a possibility of banning those ads or at least putting a moratorium on them for the first 3 years. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be. And these are the ads that come up on TV and they say, oh, do you have trouble sleeping? They list off like 47 different symptoms of anything. And then they go, you need this drug.
Yeah, exactly. Now, many people may not know that drug advertising was illegal in the United States until about 1997 or 98 when it really went into effect. And since then, drug companies have massively escalated their drug advertising, over $5 billion a year just last year. And, of course, drug sales have skyrocketed, too. But what's happened is they're now pushing disease more than they're pushing medicine. They want to convince everybody that they're sick. And that's how they sell more drugs. And it's just become a giant con. That's where things stand today.
Well, absolutely. And then you look at the side effects on this, and it's like, you know, may cause anal leakage or heart attacks, you know, and you're just like,
right.
What?
Right. So what they do is they exaggerate the benefits, and then they minimize any of the side effects. And another thing they do that a lot of people don't know is that the FDA does not conduct any drug research at all. Okay, the FDA doesn't test any drugs. The FDA relies on the drug companies to do their own testing and then to submit the results to the FDA that they want the FDA to see. And guess what? If you're a big, greedy, evil corporate drug company, you bury the test results that you don't want the FDA to see. So essentially, the so-called scientific evidence behind this industry is nothing but fraud. They basically engineer the tests that they want. They forward the results to the FDA that they want the FDA to see, and then the FDA says, yeah, this is safe and effective. They rubber stamp approval. They allow doctors to prescribe it to patients, and then Americans start to die.
And let's not forget that most of those people on the FDA that do approve this stuff have connections to a lot of these drug companies. You know, they end up on their boards, or they end up as a CEO or as an advisor to a lot of these guys.
You're exactly right. In the last major drug decision about anti-inflammatory drugs, for example, the FDA expert panel that voted to keep it on the market had, I think it was two-thirds of that panel had ties to the drug industry. Either they were on the payroll of the drug companies or they had investments in drug companies. And the FDA, by the way, doesn't think that they have any obligation to disclose this corruption to the American public. So it's a big secret.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just another example how the lobbyists really do control our government because, again, you know, you're a congressman, you're a senator, you make something like $80,000, maybe $120,000 a year. You work for, say, Pfizer, and, you know, they're pumping in a couple million-dollar paycheck a year.
Well, yeah, Big Pharma is the second wealthiest group of corporations in the world, and the number one probably is Big Oil. And, of course, the defense contractors aren't far behind, but you know, drug companies make billions of dollars. It's really a trillion-dollar industry if you add it all up globally. That's a lot of money floating around there, and you can bet that money finds its way into the pockets of the lawmakers. It's part of the problem, too, and this is why the Alex Jones Show is so important, because the mainstream media is on the take as well. So you don't get honest reporting about drugs, about how dangerous they are, or about the natural health options that people really should have access to, but they've been denied access to. So that's the crime that's going on here.
Absolutely. They're able to purchase as much time as they want for advertising. And then, you know, I actually saw Michael Moore on Wolf Blitzer discussing this after the release of Sicko. Like, he's like, well, you know, Dr. Sanjay Gupta isn't going to go against your sponsors, is he, Wolf? I mean, that's a multi-million dollar industry, your sponsors. I mean, you can't have a TV show without sponsor money, can you, Wolf?
No, exactly. And if you remember the dot-com boom and then crash?
Mm-hmm.
The media suffered in a very desperate way for revenues after the dot-com crash because it was the technology companies that were propping them up. Well, guess who swept in and filled the empty space? The drug companies. And it was from 2001 to today where you really saw the ramp up in drug company advertising. So the media has become essentially the lackeys of Big Pharma, and that's why you see so many articles out there about, oh, look, this new miracle drug, and, gee, this could reduce risk of cancer by 50%, when if you look at the studies, it's really maybe one woman out of 200 might be saved by it, not 50% reduction, it's something far less.
Well, I see, the elite laughing at us, because not only are they zombifying the masses with things like Ritalin and Prozac, but we're actually paying for it.
Yeah, exactly. We are paying the highest prices in the world for pharmaceuticals. We're paying rip-off prices. And here's the kicker. The FDA is enforcing a monopoly. And in fact, the U.S. government is enforcing this monopoly. And did you know, by the way, you know, they say you can't buy drugs from Canada or Mexico because they might be tainted? Well, we just learned last week that the drug heparin is manufactured in China. And it's brought in from China. It's imported from China by these drug companies. And it turned out that it had tainted, toxic ingredients, and it started killing people. But the FDA approved that drug as safe and effective. And it said, if you buy that from the U.S., it's going to be safe. Turns out it's made in China with toxic chemicals.
Well, that's just fear-mongering to keep people away from smaller drug prices, even though they're still just as toxic. But they want you to pay these exorbitant prices in this country just to take down the standard of living of the average American. And then they brainwash you, you know, on the TV. God, it's like 24 hours a day now, especially if you're watching the right network, on you need this drug, you need this drug. And like I said before, there's just a slew of symptoms that these miracle drugs supposedly help. And then, like you said before, they marginalize, oh, yeah, you might die of a heart attack, or, oh, it may cause kidney problems. Oh, no big deal.
Well, it turns out that even when these drugs work as they're supposed to work, let's say lowering a cholesterol number in a woman who's 50 years old, well, if you take a hard look at the science, it turns out that changing that number has zero benefits to that person. She has no lower risk of heart attack or stroke whatsoever. Her risk of dying, in fact, goes up from taking the drug. It doesn't go down. Sure, the number looks better on paper, but she's sicker because she's taking an artificial synthetic chemical. So the fact is, when I say this industry is a scam, I mean it. Across the board, they are pushing dangerous, deadly chemicals based on nothing but fraudulent science. The government's in on it, the FDA's in on it, the media's in on it, and people are dying, and I say we've had enough. It's time to stop this.
So what do we do? What's the next step? What should my listeners do to take action against this?
Well, what they can do right now is contact their representatives in Washington and tell them that they support a ban of DTC advertising. That means direct to consumer. They support an outright ban on DTC advertising of pharmaceuticals. You know, it's illegal in Canada, it's illegal in Japan, in the UK, it's illegal in every country in the world except New Zealand and the United States. And it was illegal, you know, before 1997. So that's what they can do. If we get enough pressure on these lawmakers and expose this story, shine some light on it, we might be able to stop this drug advertising from continuing.
Well, the TV is obviously the number one brainwashing tool in America, so it was vital for these people to get on the television. And really, in the last 5 years, I've seen such an expansion of the names of these drugs, the quantity of these drugs, the quote-unquote benefits of these drugs. But you rarely see, especially in the mainstream media, any criticism of these drugs, any criticisms of the vaccinations. And then when Michael Moore puts out Sicko, which I don't agree with all of, by the way, I don't need a socialist medicine system, but it is a pretty good flick, and it does shine to light some of these issues. They totally marginalized it. It was nowhere near as successful as, say, a Fahrenheit 9/11 or even a Bowling for Columbine, and it didn't have quite that push. It really shows you how the drug companies in this country seem to be on top.
Well, you got to realize how much of our national economy is tied up with disease. The cancer industry, and it is a for-profit industry, employs well over 100,000 people. Now, if we taught Americans the truth about how they can cure cancer or how they can prevent, you know, 4 out of 5 cancers can be prevented with vitamin D alone, and you can get that for free from sunlight, and if we taught Americans this thing, the cancer industry would collapse. those people would be out of jobs because they depend on ongoing sickness and disease in order to take home a salary and to seem important for their egos, for their profits, for their power over people. They depend on sickness. And that's why the cancer industry, in my opinion, has no interest whatsoever in curing cancer. It only wants to maintain this disease and keep people trapped in a system of conventional cancer treatments.
And that all ties back into I.G. Farben, who went around this country and offered funding to those who would go to the approach of radiation and chemotherapy and all that good stuff. And most people took that funding, and they changed the way of thinking on cancer. A World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin is really a great overlook of that whole situation.
That's a great book, and Ed has done some fantastic work. He's one of the truth-tellers out there who really has valuable information, but again, you know, CNN will never have him on. Fox News wouldn't have him on either. I mean, they don't want his information to get out to the public because then the cancer industry would just collapse. And the same thing's true with the diabetes industry. We could cure diabetes in people in about 2 weeks. I mean, we know how to do it. It's very simple. But they don't want that information to be put out there.
Yeah, they'd rather hook you for the rest of your life on taking insulin and basically fear-mongering you. And, you know, you mentioned G. Edward Griffin and how great his research is. For all you guys out there that are PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, Alex had him in studio last week. I've met him on several occasions, had dinner with him. And you can check that interview out on PrisonPlanet.tv, just another one of the great things that we offer here at the InfoWars team. But, yeah, G. Edward Griffin, you know, he talks about B17 and that vitamin and it being suppressed and how it has all these benefits against cancer. Do you think that's ever going to reach the masses?
No. I mean, the FDA maintains a deliberate campaign of censorship, and they want to censor scientific knowledge as well. I gave the example on my website about cherries. You know, these cherry growers were linking to scientific studies showing that cherries could reduce arthritis inflammation very dramatically. The FDA threatened to put them out of business if they didn't remove the links to the scientific studies. So we now have a government agency that is enforcing ignorance or scientific illiteracy. It's enforcing it. It wants the population to be uninformed, to be stupid, to be trapped in a system where they think they have no options. And so far, that's what's been happening. I mean, we don't live in a free country, as your listeners well know. We live in a very tightly controlled monopoly of ideas, monopoly of commercialism, you know, monopoly of medicine. That's what we live under.
Yeah, we live in a really it's a mall culture where we're taught to idolize our sports heroes and our television and movie stars, and everything else seems to be secondary or come even third or not at all. And what I tell my listeners is you've got to make this type of information primary in your life. You've got to share this with your friends and your family, and you've got to start practicing it. And all that other stuff is secondary. You know, the mortgage on the house is really secondary if you're not going to have a house to live in, or if you're not going to be alive to live in that house because you're not healthy.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Exactly. So, we've got a whole generation at risk right now. You know, the next generation, our American children right now, they are being attacked by what I call chemical weapons of mass neural destruction. And those are, of course, the Ritalin drugs and the ADHD drugs. Why are our children being drugged with amphetamines? All right, it used to be called speed when it was sold on the street. Now it's being given to children who sit inside schools that have signs on the outside that say this is a drug-free zone. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's more drugs in the school than there's more drugs in the nurse's office and in the schools prescription style than there is any marijuana or possibly cocaine or ecstasy or any of that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I consider this, I'm sure you agree with it, that this is really a crime against our children. They don't need more drugs. They don't need mind-altering chemicals, right? What they need is probably better education, better parenting, more time with their parents. They need to be taught in a holistic way, in a caring way, not to be drugged and told, sit down, shut up, do your lessons, pay your taxes when you get old, you know, be an American. No, that's not what it's about. We need to show them something different. How to be an American that has freedom, that has choices, that's educated and knows their options and knows how to take care of themselves. That's what a true American is supposed to be.
Well, I liken it to the combo pack of both Brave New World and 1984. 1984 really shows the surveillance society, which is definitely coming into play. I did a report today about how IBM is now working with Lockheed Martin for the next level of biometric identification, including palm prints, facial recognition, all that good stuff. But on the Brave New World end, it's to feed us crap, you know, basically poison, and then to give us all these drugs that are mind-altering and make us more passive, make us more mindless, make us more inactive, really.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Isn't it interesting how all these pharmaceuticals, at the same time that they're making money for these drug companies, they also tend to sap the cognitive function of the population so that people can't really think for themselves anymore. It means that they're not able to challenge the status quo, not able to rock the boat. They can't even vote clearly anymore. I mean, how, you know, what's the future of a democracy when the population is so drugged out that they can't even vote rationally anymore? You're in real trouble.
I'm with you there. And, you know, it also ties into me, the fluoride in the water. I mean, people need to get hip to the fact the first time fluoride was added to water, it was the Nazi concentration camps to make the populations there more docile. Now you can't go anywhere without fluoride being added to the water, and they want to increase the amounts.
Yes, it's just one more chemical that does have that effect, and they know if they can keep the population docile, you know, don't question anything, pay your taxes, do your work, buy your consumer goods, keep giving yourself cancer, and make sure your children have diabetes too, then all the corporations can make money, the media can stay in control, the government can stay in control. Nobody will have the wherewithal to stand up and say, wait a minute, maybe we deserve something better. Maybe we should make a few changes around here and stop poisoning each other.
I'm with you. Naturalnews.com is the site. Mike, do you have a radio show on this network?
I sure do. I've got a show, the Health Ranger Show.
When's that?
Well, that's every day at 5 p.m. Central Time.
5 p.m. Central, you can catch Mike. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to take calls in the final segment.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times.
Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. We are back, and I want to remind everybody, retransmission begins in 1 hour over at Infowars.com. You can catch my interview with Tommy Chong. Alex Jones, of course, Pop Sings, Kevin Booth, and the creators of A.K.A. Tommy. It's A.K.A. Tommy. And, of course, if you want a copy of American Drug War, The Last White Hope, you can go to Infowars.com right now and get that. And it really is an important film, folks. If you haven't seen it, it's an amazing film exposing government involvement in running the drugs in this country. Sally Castillo, Tommy Chong, Joe Arpaio, and many, many more in this incredible work by Kevin Booth. All right, we're going to end the show by taking calls. Let's go to Scott in Colorado. Scott, are you with us?
I am with you, Jason. Hey, it's good to talk to you. What a great show.
Thank you, man.
You had a lot of great guests on, Tommy Chong and Jack McLam great show. Anyway, I wanted to make a couple of points. Number one, since we're talking about pharmaceutical industry, I was in that industry for a while. Went from there to medical equipment. But getting to the information, especially I sold anti-neoplastic drug for cancer. And what doctors can do as far as what the FDA makes indications or approves indications for drugs, and especially for cancer drugs, and the cancer doctors really have a lot more latitude than the other physicians in what they can do. But they can use any of the approved cancer drugs on anything that they want to. They can try anything they want to try. However, a pharmaceutical representative cannot go in and initiate that conversation. It has to be brought up by the physician. Now, we would have these clandestine meetings where we would go in, because once you have the population already for a specific drug, you've got to create a new indication for it and try to get it approved by the FDA. But even though you can't get it approved or it's not approved, you try to engage the physician in discussing it, using it off-label or off-indication. And so the pharmaceutical companies encourage their people to do that. However, if one doctor wants to, all they have to do is call 1-800, call FDA and report them, and it's a $10,000 fine to the pharmaceutical rep. Now, I left that industry because I told them that I was not going to go in and promote it that way, and that I could no longer do it because I didn't want to get that fine. But they do push pharmaceutical reps to do things that they are not supposed to do, and they can get in.
Of course they do, and then it's only a slap on the wrist when they actually do get caught, $10,000 fine. That's almost nothing to these pharmaceutical companies.
No, the rep.
Oh, the rep is the one that actually gets fined. Oh, so they defer any kind of negativity towards you, and you have to pay the fine.
Exactly, and that's why you have these clandestine meetings where you talk about promoting an off-label and how you're going to do it. And then you walk up to your superior and say, you know, I really can't do that. One thing, it's unethical, and another thing, it's against the law, and it's $10,000 out of my pocket. Well, they don't want you around if you don't want to follow, you know, their set protocol for getting new indications for a product that the FDA hasn't yet passed.
All right, Scott, thank you so much for the call, man. I got to jump to the next caller. Try calling in on Monday when Alex is back. Actually, Alex will be back 4 to 6 Sunday over at KLBJ, so if you want to tune in there, Alex Jones back on the radio. You don't have to put up with my annoying voice any longer. All right, let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're our final caller.
Yes, I appreciate the concerns of Tommy Chong and Randy Weaver. We don't want to make the same mistake as the legalists. And to be honest with you, I don't like the word Christian, and I don't like the word expression born again, because they are so cheaply used that most people who use it don't even understand what it really means. we'd want to be clear that the abuse of the object is not to be confused with the object of abuse. That, yes, religion, which literally means to bind back together.
All right, Mark, I got to stop you. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, refeed starts in an hour. Willie Nelson up next. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've done a lot of interviews with a lot of amazing people. But I have to tell you, this is the most excited I've ever been. To have a guest on, he's with us for the full hour. He's in Tucson, Arizona. He just played the Super Bowl pregame last night. He is a global icon, an American institution. There's probably nothing more Americana. In fact, they've had polls overseas of Europeans, Asians, others, and they say, you know, who's Americana? What symbolizes America in Texas? And it's Willie Nelson. But it's not just his music that I grew up listening to and that I love. It's not just the films he's been in. It's the work he's done for humanity. And it's his incredible spirit. You know, I had a chance to briefly meet him a few months ago here in Austin where he lives. We're honored to have him hail from here. And I was just struck, and I said that on air, by the down-to-earth and really just the Obi-Wan Kenobi-level zenness. It's not an act. He's an incredible person. I'm not going to gush. He doesn't like it. Willie Nelson, thank you for spending time with myself and the audience.
Well, thank you, Alex. I was enjoying that introduction. Thank you.
Well, you deserve every bit of it, sir.
I'm glad to be on your show. I'm a big fan and have been for years, and I've watched your videos and listened to you on radio, and I'm always checking in to see what you're doing, and you're doing a great job.
That's amazing. It humbles me. I better do a really good job of Willie Nelson's tuning in along with the Japanese Parliament every day. Willie, this is a quick segment. We're going to come back in a long 20-minute segment. But, you know, I asked you before the interview, I said, what do you want to talk about? And you said, whatever you want to get into. Let's talk about some fun stuff first. Tell me about what the band's doing, your new song, Gravedigger. What's going on?
Well, we have this new album that's out. It's called Moment of Forever, and it's a song that Chris wrote. And it's probably the greatest love song I've ever heard. And then we've got some couple of videos coming out of the album. The Gravedigger is one. And then we did another video that's coming out in a couple of months. We did it down at my ranch there in Texas out there. And it was a video with me and Jessica Simpson and Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson and all the Wilson boys and Ray Price and Johnny Bush. And we just had a big crowd down there in town, and we had a lawnmower race. I wish you'd have been there. You'd have had a lot of fun.
I actually heard about it from Turk Pipkin and other people.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what we're, you know, what we're into, and from, you know, we're out here doing a couple of songs off the album every night.
You've got quite a few websites. What are some of the sites people can visit to see your latest info?
Well, there's WillieNelson.com, and my daughter does a column every day to tell everybody what we're into out here. And there's the WillieNelsonPRI.com, which is a website set up. I did it originally to try to organize all the peace organizations in the world, and did a pretty good job of doing that, I think, because there's a whole lot of networking going on there about people talking about peace. And then I wrote this song with my daughter Amy called Peaceful Solution, and I put the song on the website and told people they could, you know, record it, rewrite it, or sing it, or put their band behind it. I just gave them a song, basically. And so far, over 100 people have recorded that song and videoed it. And the University of Texas did 2 videos on it.
Amazing. Go ahead, Willie.
I was just saying, I'm just fooling around.
Well, it's fantastic, all of it. It seems like your music just gets better and better. You are a driven individual, and that's what I want to ask you when we get back. What drives Willie Nelson? What does Willie Nelson think is most important in this world? What is your philosophy summed up? I know your book that I read just last week, The Tao of Willie, is amazing, and I learned a lot from it. We'll talk about that. Biodiesel, hemp, the war, Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul. It's all coming up with the legend, the icon, Willie Nelson.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Solution. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He is counted among the top country legends, music legends, political activist legends, pretty much the icon of music. And he is quite a survivor. Willie Nelson, again, thank you for being with us. I wanted to throw out that question. I mean, about your life growing up, what made you the way you are, why you've always stood up for the little guy, the farmers and people in Africa, and just so many others. Why did you go in that direction in your life?
Well, you know, I don't really know, except the fact that I was, I grew up in a town in Abbott, Texas, which is a little small community farm town, and I knew everybody in town. Everybody knew me. We had three or four churches there, four churches. So in one way or another, you went to church every day and every night of your life. And, I learned that all those places, you know, sometimes the Baptists wouldn't talk to the Methodists, or the Church of Christ wouldn't talk to the Catholics, but they were all trying to do the same thing, and they were just divisions, even in that small town. But the one thing that I did learn out of it was the golden rule: you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's maybe that and Amazing Grace. I pulled out of Abbott, Texas, and I think those two things alone have been really good for me.
When did you start your first band?
I was about 10, before I got out of high school, I started a band with me and my sister and my brother-in-law and my football coach, and he played trombone, and we had a little family band. We played all over Texas. We played in Waco and West, and then, you know, places that we could drive to with a trailer.
Didn't you start out in radio by 16 or 17? You already had your own show?
I was with KHBR in Hillsboro, and we had our own radio show there every Saturday. And then after that, I went to the Air Force and then went down to Pleasanton, Texas, and went to work at KOB Pleasanton down there. And then I worked several other radio stations, and at the same time playing bars around trying to make it.
It's amazing. Well, you certainly did make it a long career. You've been out, on the road and playing since, 54, 55, earlier?
Yeah, at least at 49 is when I graduated from high school.
Wow.
I was already in a band then.
So 49. Shifting gears, again, we're talking to Willie Nelson. Willie, the war. I mean, you've been speaking out against it from the very start, and if you did that at the beginning, the media, the corporate media tried to punish people. They punished the Dixie Chicks, but they kind of shied away from attacking you too much. They tried to make an example out of them, but I remember hearing you on the radio just saying, hey, I don't care, what they do, or I don't want to paraphrase. What did you do at the time?
Well, first of all, it all happened when the Dixie Chicks was overseas when they said what they said. That seemed to have upset everybody. I was overseas, too, at a press conference. And they had it in for the Dixie Chicks more than they did me. I don't know, because they had every reason in the world to get on me also.
They're afraid of you. They knew it wouldn't fly.
Well, I don't know, but they said, what about this crazy cowboy from Texas you got running your car? I said, first of all, he's not a cowboy. Second of all, he ain't from Texas. So, let's start there.
And I make the point that they backed off from you because I don't think that they could chew up Willie Nelson. I think they tried to pick on the Dixie Chicks, but it seemed that backfired on them.
Well, it did, and it took a while, and the Chicks had to go through some uncomfortable times, but, they're tough, and they came out on the other side of it really looking great, and they're more popular now than they were then, and a lot of it's because of that. So, I don't know whether they'd rather have done that way or not, but at least they said what they thought, and they stuck with it, and I think their last record was, we're not ready to make nice yet.
Not ready to play nice, not ready to go along with this. I'm mad as hell, and I'm just going to continue doing the right thing. And that's why they're becoming even bigger icons. Willie, your take on the war, I mean, you were there from day one saying it was bad. Now, 80% of Americans are saying it's a bad idea. We know we were lied to about the WMDs. We know with the White House and Downing Street memo that Bush tried to manufacture getting some of our aircraft shot down with Blair to start the war. Where's Willie Nelson now, 5 years into this war, and thousands and thousands of dead Americans, hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis? I mean, you've been vindicated yet again.
Well, it was always a bad idea. You just don't start wars. And again, it goes back to my whatever I learned in Abba, Texas. You just don't kill people. There's something in the Bible that says thou shalt not kill. And it's also a lot of things in there about peace on earth. And that's what I grew up believing that way. And then all of a sudden I found out there are huge organizations out there that are starting wars and selling bullets to both sides. And I said, what the hell is going on? What happened to peace on earth?
Well, you brought up a key there. Can you elaborate on your take on big organizations selling to both sides? Because that's the key here. The humanity, the humans, the children, the people that die, that have their countries bombed out, the Americans that are taxed to pay for it all in the no-bid contracts, humanity loses, but these kingpins, they win.
Yeah, and they've been winning ever since, in the Old Testament, it talked about wars. There'll always be wars and rumors of wars. But in the New One, it said, let's talk about peace. And then there's going to be some peace. And I believe that eventually there's going to be peace on earth. And it's those other bastards that are getting in the way of it. So what do we do about them, Alex?
Well, I have to say this. I do interviews every day on other people's talk shows, even confrontational interviews, adversarial interviews, and they'll take 10, 20 calls. And of 20 calls, 19 people agree with me while the neocon or right-wing host is attacking me, because I come from, to it from a libertarian perspective, and it just neutralizes them. Now, 5-6 years ago, that wasn't happening. It was half and half. And I'm seeing a total shift personally, but also in the polls. But now both parties have circled the wagons against the people, and they're saying, we don't care what you want. John McCain said this war is going to go on for 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and it can't. It just can't. We can't let it go on another year. I mean, it has to. The other day I was getting interviewed. Somebody said, what would you do if you were elected president? I said, I would stop the damn war. And it's just that simple. You stop that war, you stop the other wars that we're in around the country, and you go around the country being a peacemaker and stopping wars. I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Since when does America invade all these countries that had nothing to do with 9/11?
Yeah, really. And all of a sudden, the way I heard it, there's 15 people from Saudi Arabia hit us in New York, and we go jump on Afghanistan. I never could figure that one out. In Iraq, well, I did figure it out, too, but I'm surprised more people haven't figured it out.
Willie, you brought it up. You figured it out. What's your take on 9/11? Just came out in AP today that the White House was running the commission. We always knew that, but now they admit. In fact, I have the headline right here. I read it before you came on, where they're now admitting that it was a staged commission.
Well, that ain't good news, but it's not. It doesn't surprise me. Did it you?
No, it didn't. I'm glad it's coming out. What's your take on 9/11? Do you question the official story?
I certainly do, and I saw those towers fall, and I've seen an implosion in Las Vegas. There was too much similarities between the two, and I saw the building fall. It didn't get hit by nothing. So, how naive are we? Or, what do they think we'll go for?
So are you saying you started having questions or that little voice in your head? Did you have a bad feeling the day it happened? Is that what you're saying?
The day it happened, I saw one fall, and it was just so symmetrical. And I said, wait a minute, I just saw that last week at the, a casino over in Las Vegas. And you see these implosions all the time, and then the next one fell. And I said, hell, there's another one. And they're trying to tell me that an airplane did it. And that's, I can't go along with that.
And then you find out that mainstream news reported, but it never got any attention, that the supposed hijackers were given national security clearance and were trained at U.S. bases, and the dean of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, goes public and says, we train these people, the government's involved, and they start court-martialing him until he agreed to shut up.
True story, I guess. I hate to hear it, but it's probably true.
You've had a chance to see what Terror Storm, Endgame, some of the other films. What's Willie Nelson's take on those films?
Oh, I think they're right on. I think, the fact that there are a few elite that are running everything, calling the shots, starting the wars, financing them all, I believe that. And what else they're doing, who knows. But that one thing alone is enough to, for us to think about how do we stop them.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. If you've got on every issue 75 to 85 in all the major scientific polls of the people are against everything this government's doing, we send the Democrats to Congress to end the war, they increase it, and now they're saying they're going to be there 100 years, Hillary and McCain. I mean, that to me, that is a small group running things right there in front of us.
Absolutely. And as far as I can see, all those people attended the same meetings that you and the guys attended up in Canada. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. A lot of them do go to the Bilderberg group. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is that freedom?
I don't think so. It's not democracy either.
Willie Nelson, you're blowing me away here. When we get back, I want to talk about solutions, your ideas, because the people are awake to a certain extent. I just don't think that they have the specifics of what to do. I want to tell them about some of your organizations and groups. And I agree with taking our everyday life into our own hands, like you've done with the biodiesel. That's a separate thing from what they're doing with the corn and other things, and I want to be sure and separate that out and explain that to people and what you've tried to do and all the money you've put into trying to get us into renewable resources and things that are actually, will allow us to not continue to destroy the earth. We'll be right back. Oh, in fact, we're not going to go to break. I forgot. I told him to skip that break. I'm so used to going to break at the 20 after, and I told John to skip that so we've got more time here. I'm a little bit dumbstruck here talking to you, Willie. Solutions. I mean, you talk about how we do have this elite running things, and the evidence shows that, and the documents have been declassified. What are your ideas to get the people to mobilize to do something about it?
Well, the song that I wrote called Peaceful Solution, now all those people that recorded it believe, and so do I, that there is a peaceful solution. And it's called a peace revolution, and we just take back America. And we do it, vote it back, we do it, we make sure that the crooked ballot boxes are thrown away, we get a paper trail and everything, and make sure that good, honest people can get back in control. And that's the only way we're going to do it, is to just do it, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that's happening. Just in the news today, we're seeing that they've recruited 26,000 preachers, the White House has, through FEMA, to tell their flocks to stand down, to turn in their guns, to follow orders, to do what the president says. In the Presidential Decision Directive 51, Bush says he's above the Congress. It's no longer involved in continuity of government. In the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, they have openly funded for insurrection and rebellion by the American people. The whole police state apparatus they built up after 9/11, and I want to get your take on this, Willie, because I know you're aware of it, is now being used against the people. They're not even talking about the boogeyman of Al-Qaeda anymore.
No, and I do believe that it's a long time till Election Day, and some sort of national crisis could put off the elections, and we could have George in there 10 years longer.
A lot of people are saying that. I was saying that many years ago, and now Bob Woodward's talked about how they're setting up for martial law, of all people. Naomi Wolf is talking about it. I think that might save us. I'm seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, but I think you're right. I think that's a great danger. If that did happen, a nuke went off, a biological weapon was released, or terrorists supposedly blew up a bunch of other buildings, what do you think the response of the population should be if they announce we're under this new emergency, or it could be an economic emergency, and Bush is going to have to stay on to save us?
Well, I would hope that we'd be smarter than that, and I would hope that we'd say, no, we're throwing all you guys out, and we're starting over. You can stop the elections if you want to, but you can't stop the people.
Well, Ron Paul has gotten more donations from troops and people in Iraq than all Republicans combined. The troops in polls, 75% are against the war. So Bush is planning on using these troops here. It looks like he's going to have a problem.
Well, again, the troops are under orders, and if they don't do what they, the orders are, then they get shot. So the troops have no choice. There's a few of them in there that are there because they think it's the right thing to do. There are a few there because they just like to fight. But there's a lot of them there, like you say, that would rather be home with their families and save our good men and women for something that really matters, for really something that is the defense of our country. If we need some people down here on the borders, let's take 150,000 people out of Iraq and put them on the borders of Canada and Mexico. We can secure our borders that way.
Well, how are we have this war on terror where there's an Al-Qaeda terrorist under every bed, under every table? We got to have checkpoints and kids getting thumb scanned to get their lunches to stop Al-Qaeda, but then the border's wide open. That kind of makes it a fraud.
Well, yeah, and, you know, they're fighting over there because you remember the old joke about the guy that dropped a quarter and he was looking around. The guy said, "Where did you lose it?" I said, "I lost it over yonder." And he said, "Why are you looking over here for?" He said, "Well, call the lights better." So, I think that's why they're over there, the lights better.
Well, it's a black hole to launder money and dump trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts to Halliburton.
And there's nobody stopping it. And as long as it keeps going on and nobody stops it, I don't know what the end result will be. But
well, tyrants,
it can't be good. It can't be good for us.
Well, you're right. Tyrants have known throughout history. They keep pushing. They keep testing. Tyranny doesn't come overnight. And I hope a lot of people that support this war, I hope you know, we have illegal wars, not declared, torture, the rest of it. None of us are safe here. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow, don't you, Willie?
Absolutely. 10 times over, I remember. And I'm not sure I want to get treated 10 times as bad as we're treating other people.
Did you ever see the actual Army reports? MSNBC posted it, but then never covered it, with what the actual torture was, not just those photos. It reported they tortured people's children in front of their parents.
No, I didn't hear that.
Did you see the report about them raping the women inside the camps?
Well, that one doesn't surprise me, but torching them in front of their family, I didn't know we did that.
Yeah, if you want, I can email you some of the mainstream stories.
Yeah.
They had a CIA section chief in the Washington Post say, yeah, we tortured their children in front of the parents to get answers.
Well, I don't understand it.
I think the establishment is trying to seduce our troops into evil, but I think they're throwing it back up at them.
Well, I think so. This can't happen because everyone is an individual. We all have our free will, and God gave us the freedom to use it. So no matter where we are, what we're doing, if we know it's wrong, we should not do it.
Well, for anybody that wants the report, it was a Filipino-American general, two-star General Tagumbu, was hired to run the report on 30-plus camps in Iraq, and that was the findings for anybody that wants to go check that. Those are amazing claims, but they are true. Speaking of an individual like George Bush and these elitists that are puppeteering him, how do you think they sleep at night, Willie? Because somebody like you or myself, you know, we have a conscience, and I love my conscience. It's my greatest possession. And I wonder about psychopaths sometimes, how they just enjoy evil.
Well, you know, I don't know where you grew up, but I grew up with a lot of people who really are, you have to doubt if they have a conscience. And I know they're all over the world, so I'm not surprised that people, you know, can torture, because I've seen it happen all my life in, you know, smaller degrees. But there are just some people who are that way. They like to make the other person uncomfortable in whatever way they can.
It's a power trip, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. It's not money. It's about power.
Well, where I'm from, my dad is from two counties over to the east. That's where our family's been since 1829, with Spanish land grants. And then my mom's family were German immigrants in the 1840s to right around Austin and surrounding areas. So I am really proud to be a Texan, because you're a Texan, Willie.
All the way through.
You know, I love our state. It sure is growing.
It is growing, and I'm glad to see it. We've got a lot of room down there, you know, so if it gets too crowded in Fredericksburg, we'll go further west. But there's plenty of room out there, so I'd tell people to come on down.
You've got a studio out in Fredericksburg, don't you?
I have one out at Pertinatus, just west of Austin there. It's between Austin and Fredericksburg.
Boy, it sure is pretty out by Hunt.
Yes, it is. incredibly beautiful all over that state, and I'm prejudiced, and I'll be the first to admit it.
The presidential election, Kucinich has dropped out. My audience and others helped raise the money for the recount. They did find evidence on the Republican and Democratic side of chicanery in New Hampshire. But Kucinich has dropped out now. What do you think of Ron Paul?
Oh, I like Ron Paul, but I think he's got the same troubles that Dennis had. First of all, there's not that much support behind him. He is growing a little bit, but I noticed his numbers had he come up in, where was it, Maine here in the last day or so, that he got quite a good I like what he says. I still think when we get down to it, it's going to be McCain and either Hillary or Obama.
And they're all pro-war.
It sounds like it. I was hoping that Hillary had changed her mind. I was hoping Obama was all the way against the war. I don't know. Maybe public opinion can keep their minds where they need to be.
Let's talk more about the election, biodiesel, hemp, the drug war, so many other questions. This is half the interview has already gone by. This is just wonderful to have you with us, Mr. Nelson. You are a sweetheart to spend so much time with us. We'll be right back with Willie Nelson after this quick 3-minute break. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the power hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the power hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hey. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, transmitting on the AM and FM dial across the nation, simulcast on the satellite and on the internet at truthnews.us, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. We have 8 servers, and this has not happened in about a year. Some of the sites you can't even hardly get to right now. I guess the word has spread on the internet that Willie Nelson is, and we can take millions of visitors. So people are going crazy right now on the websites. Willie, you have made quite a splash here.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you're burning the place down. It's awesome. getting into the war. And then the solution, you know, trying to fix this politically. Magically, Ron Paul's been getting half the votes the polls show he should get. Obama was getting 15 more points or more than Hillary in New Hampshire. She magically won by almost 4 points. That's like an 18-point swing. That's never happened before. Ron Paul really got second place in Nevada. The media just said he didn't even make place. He won first place in Louisiana. They lied and said he got second place. These voting machines, all the corruption there. Give us your view on that.
Well, you know, it's a no-brainer. You got to get rid of the voting machines because they're crooked or they can be hacked. And we can't afford to have another election stolen.
Well, in the past, when you were growing up as a young man and then even older, I mean, the voting was, they put the ballot box out in the middle of the room. They all got counted. That precinct then announced it. Everybody got to watch the counting. You still had a few problems. LBJ did some stuff. Stuff happened with Kennedy up in Chicago, but it became news because we had a good system. Now they have these secret boxes. They've been caught hacking them. They've been caught stealing elections. People just went to prison in Ohio from the 2004 election as we fingered it as fraud. But and then these 5 big companies all have intelligence agency ties. I mean, how obvious does it have to get?
Yeah, that's my question. You know, what do we have to see in order to change it? Because we know it's crooked.
Well, I guess we first have to expose that it is crooked, and that's now happening. What's the second step? I mean, how do you the establishment knew we weren't going to like what they were doing, and so now they've moved in to block us with these machines.
Well, since I know zero about machines, you know, it wouldn't be that hard for them to fool me, you know, and it's done with pencil and paper. I get fooled with that too, but it's a little harder.
But you didn't get fooled on the war from day one, and you didn't get fooled on 9/11, Willie.
No, I didn't, and I still think I know what's going on there.
Well, now that Kucinich has dropped out, I mean, do you think Ron Paul's the best candidate, or what's your take on that?
Oh, I think he's a great candidate. I think he's a great guy, and, you know, I wish him well. And we'll see what happens. I guess tomorrow will answer a lot of our questions.
Yeah, Super Tuesday coming up tomorrow. Willie, getting back into 9/11, because you brought it up, and I was debating even bringing it up. It's so controversial. Other questions, other things that piqued your interest and made you question the official story surrounding 9/11?
Well, as soon as it happened, in the next day, I was somewhere doing a show, and somebody said, "What do you think about it?" And I said, "Well, first of all, when I get hit, I like to look around and see who did it before I start swinging at everybody in the room." And it kind of looked that what we were doing. We get hit over here, and the next thing you know, we're jumping on everybody in the town. So we got hit from Saudi Arabia. I think we have some questions that need to be answered from those folks.
You know, that's a really good point you make. Again, Newsweek reported a week after 9/11 that in the 6 months before, they had massed carrier task forces, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan surrounding, and that Bush on September 10th signed the order in the next week to attack Afghanistan. Man, what timing, Willie, that he signed the attack order the day before.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened.
I mean, how smoking gun is that?
Yeah. I mean, what does it take for us to realize that, you know, we're having the wool pulled over our eyes one more time?
You know, there's a war against the American people, and that's the drug war. Back when drugs were sold on store shelves, we had a lot less drug use in this country. They criminalize it. It corrupts the police, and it puts a lot of money in drugs, and then the kids get involved in it, and of course, they got to go after marijuana because 70-plus% of people don't use other drugs. They use the medicine. hemp, and you've been a big advocate, exposing how DuPont and Dow Chemical shut that down, even the cannabis varieties that don't even have HTC in them. When did you first begin to fight the drug war and to expose what was happening with the suppression of hemp?
Well, first of all, I knew that there should be that it's the greatest killer on the planet is stress, and the best medicine is cannabis, and for some people, and it's a good medicine. So, first of all, there was no reason to make it illegal unless you had an agenda, and the same thing with with biodiesel and ethanol. Ethanol back in the 30s was 25% of the market was ethanol. The other 75% was standard oil. So once ethanol became a problem, what did they do? They came up with prohibition. It did two things. It stopped the farmer from growing and making ethanol, because he was making ethanol in the same piece of equipment that he made his whiskey in, which was a still. So when they brought in prohibition and stopped the whiskey, they also stopped the making of ethanol, and they put the farmers out of business who were making their own fuel. And Standard Oil, again, won the battle.
Yeah, my family's from in between Fairfield and Buffalo, and we've still got over 1,000 acres out there. You know, farming's tough, so over the years they would sell land off the original Spanish land grant just to be able to pay the taxes. But in the big drought in the 50s, almost made them go under. But there are rotting stills back there down on some of the swampland. I don't know who put them there. They're still regulators. They might come after us. But there's old metal remnants of stills. And the story I got was that they made them destroy them and went after people. And they weren't even, most of the time, making moonshine with them. But you're right. That was an economic warfare against the farmers, because I know that happened to my family, the Joneses.
Well, it definitely happened to a lot of people, and it put the ethanol people out of business the first time, and then the second time around they put them out of business, and now they're trying to do it again, and as oil goes up and up and up and up, they're also looking at us over here who are into the alternative energies, and I've heard from the oil companies that, hey, you know, it's all right, you guys go ahead and do what you're going to do for the next 36 months or so, and then we're going to come in and take it over. And that would all be well and good, except that when that happens, I know it's not going to be good for the local producer and the local consumer. A lot of things will be imported, palm oil for all over the world, and that's not good. Until we can get it back to where your family and my family can grow their own ethanol and their own biodiesel, then our economy is going to stay bad. We have to bring it back to sustainable agriculture locally, and it's got to start locally.
Well, going back to biodiesel, there's a big difference between biodiesel and some of the things they're making out of corn, because you're able to make the biodiesel you create out of all sorts of things. Can you explain the difference and then talk about the program you've tried to launch nationally?
Well, the first diesel engine, Rudolph Diesel, designed his first engine to run on peanut oil. So for all these years we've been using, oil and diesel, and we could have been using peanut oil. We could have been using all kinds of vegetable oils. We didn't have to become that dependent. So it was, it was a planned agenda to keep us away from the biodiesel, because they wanted to sell us oil. At the same time, the government was using biodiesel and ethanol and its equipment, because it was cheaper to produce, and the equipment ran better on it. But they didn't give it to the private sector because they wanted us to keep using oil.
Well, you talk about the monopoly game they played to do this. Is that the place you started to learn about the monopoly men and the larger global forces, or when did you discover what, for lack of a better term, we'd call the New World Order or the kingpins?
Oh, I don't know. There's one thing and another. That was part of it. And, you know, when the cannabis thing and the marijuana was made illegal back in those days, I traced it back to the petrochemicals again. And everything that was made from Cannabis now is made from petrochemicals, so it's just the oil companies again coming in and taking over and making marijuana illegal and telling people it's crazy and it'll make, you know, it'll kill you and all that stuff. So far, I don't know of anybody that's died from marijuana unless a bale fell on them or something.
My friend Kevin Booth just produced a film I consulted on called American Drug War that's going to be airing on Showtime coming up in March, I guess next month. And he spent 4 years making it, and he's got the numbers. From year to year, it changes. But about 200,000 to 300,000, it changes each year, die from pharmacological legal drugs. And about 10,000 die a year from all the really hard, you know, quote, bad illegal drugs, which I agree are bad, heroin, cocaine, things like that. And then they can't even find any deaths from marijuana, and George Washington grew it on his land and smoked it for stomach aches. So why is marijuana illegal, and why do they fill the prisons with hundreds of thousands of people a year who are caught with it?
Well, it's obvious again, because everything that's made from petrochemicals one time was made from cannabis. The blue jeans. Did you ever read a book called The Emperor Wears and Has No Clothes that Jack Hare wrote?
Yes, I did.
Kind of like the Bible, yeah. And it talks about the original Levi's being made from cannabis, and it talks about all the ships, the covered wagons, the canvas was made from cannabis.
Yeah, the sails, the ropes, they lasted 4 or 5 times longer.
Yeah, and when I was in the high school in the FFA during the war. And they had us making rope out of hemp. They made hemp legal again back during the war because they needed it. And we were making hemp ropes in the gymnasium there in Abbott, Texas.
It really is a magic plant. I mean, you can grow it anywhere, and it's just an incredible product for industry. But I guess it's not centralized like a giant chemical plant, so they just can't let the farmers have that, can they?
That's right. It's just too hard for them to compete against something that you can just throw out some seeds and that you got food, fuel, material, everything you need in one seed, and that's just too much for them to compete with.
We're talking to Willie Nelson. He's not just a country music legend or been in scores of films. He's a humanitarian and has just done so much good work for humanity. Do you want to play part of that song since you mentioned it? We happen to have it, Peace on Earth. Would you like us to play a few minutes of that, Willie?
Sure, go ahead.
John, you've got that, right? We sent him so many songs. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot to tell him that we might play that if you mentioned it. Here it is, and we'll be back to Willie here in about 2 minutes.
All is one human life worth.
And what happened to peace on earth?
We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us, we better kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill. How much is that soldier's life worth?
What happened to peace on earth?
And the bewildered herd still believe that everything we've been told from our birth. Hell, they won't lie to me, not on my own damn TV. But how much is a liar's word worth?
What happened to peace on earth?
So I guess it's just two on the other before they can do it to you. Let's just kill them all and let God sort them out. Is this what God wants us to do?
and the bewildered herd still believe in everything we've been told from our birth.
Hell, they won't lie to me, not on my own damn TV. But how much is a liar's word worth?
What happened to peace on earth? Don't confuse caring for weakness. Can't put that label on me. The truth is my weapon of mass protection, and I believe truth sets you free. The bewildered herd still believe in everything we've been told from our birth.
Hell, they won't lie to me, not on my own damn TV. But how much is a liar's word worth?
What happened to peace on earth?
Websites. We have links to them up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's out there on YouTube. Spread it around. Willie Nelson really boils it down there. How much is a liar's word worth? Willie, I mean, the White House, the Congress has been caught hundreds of times. The documents have come out, buying billions of dollars of fake newscast and buying reporters. And that's what I always ask my listeners when I'm on other talk shows and on television. I say, we've been lied to thousands of times, we know of, hundreds of times by the Bush administration. They've been caught. We know they're lying. They're not making mistakes. Your view on that, Willie?
Well, you're absolutely right. And, it doesn't, after all the other things that they've done, lying is certainly not going to stop them. If all it takes to cover up what they're doing is a little white lie, well, they'll paint the world with a little white lie.
And I wouldn't call, white lies are bad enough, but these are big black lies.
These are huge black ones, yeah.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
There is absolutely no doubt about that. In about 6 minutes, the show's going to end, John, and I want you to go out in the last 30, 45 seconds with Willie from that Highwayman song, Silver Stallion. Talking to a music legend like yourself, obviously Johnny Cash affected me a lot. So did Waylon Jennings. What is it like having those two friends gone, Willie?
Oh, I miss them a lot. Waylon and I were... We fought like cats and dogs. We fought like married people, but I loved him like a brother, and I know he did me too. And John and I got really close during the Highwayman tours, and we did three of those. And, you don't travel around the world and live that close without getting to know people. And John and Waylon and Chris and I, we had a whole lot of fun together.
When did you first meet Johnny Cash?
He had already left Nashville when I went to Nashville, and then I got a letter from him. He got my address from Chris or somebody and said he wanted me to write him a song. And so I wrote him the song, and and he recorded it, and then the next time he came to town, we got together and talked about it. And then we'd run into each other every now and then, but when we did, he had a show over in Switzerland that him and June went over, and they did a Christmas show over in Switzerland, and he asked me to come over there and be on that show. And Waylon went, and all our families was over there, and we spent Christmas over in Switzerland. Had a great time. But that's when we first started talking about doing the first Highwayman album together and also doing the tours.
Well, I love all your music, but the Highwayman, it's just all of it's poetry.
I think there's some great songs. Chip Smallman is a really great producer, got a lot of those songs together, and we did too. We just sat around and figured out what we wanted to sing, and, you know, I thought that there were some good songs in there.
What's your favorite Highwayman song?
Oh, I like the song, I was a Highwayman, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Jimmy Webb song, I like that one a lot.
In fact, change that. Let's go out with I Was a Highwayman. I love that one. Well, but we're not going out yet, Willie, and I know you're really busy. You've given us an hour when the show ends. I'd like to talk to you just for a moment or two and about some other things. Just in closing, we know we're going into serious times with the economy. The big central banks, I have their documents. I interviewed Joseph Stiglitz, their former chief economist, who quit when he found out in 2002 they were planning to organize this. They issued all this liquidity, gave everybody credit. Now they're pulling back that credit. They're saying it's the greatest threat since the Great Depression. With that said, you know, you were born during all of that. Where do you see this going?
Well, I guess worst-case scenario would be if we all had to go back to the way we grew up and grow our own food in our own gardens in the backyard or in our pot plants or whatever. And it's something we can do. In fact, all over Houston, New York and cities now, people are using vacant lots and rooftops to grow, starting to grow their own vegetables. And I think the way things are going, we all should be thinking about how can we sustain ourselves if gasoline is too expensive or if there is no more or if the roads get cut off. There's the weather problems that we've had, and from all indications, those things are going to get worse. Are you familiar with the Mayan calendar, by the way?
I am, and it's clear we're going to have to do a part two if you'll do it in the next 6 months or so.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We could talk about all those things, but it's obvious that the weather patterns are getting more severe.
Well, look at the tsunamis. I mean, in the last 7 years, they've had more global disasters with more numbers killed than in the last 30 years before it.
Yeah, and I do believe that the weather is going to be giving us more problems than anything else, and it's going to affect us every way possible. So we all may have to go back to the self-sustainment of growing our own food and trying to find our own water.
Well, I think that's the solution, is getting back to the earth, unplugging from the television, loving our families. I think that's how we beat the New World Order, Willie Nelson, Oh, you do?
I do. That's the way we do it. And it's the act of God that's causing us to do it. Maybe weather patterns that makes us have to do it. But it's, again, fortunately, we're not in control. There's somebody up there taking care of us, and they'll make us go back to doing what we need to be doing.
Yeah, I see people who are bored, depressed, these yuppies with all this money, they're unhappy. How could they be unhappy? We're on a spaceship flying around the sun at thousands of miles an hour in the middle of the cosmos. We live on this beautiful planet. I get the idea that Willie Nelson never gets bored, that you love life.
Oh, I have a good time all the time. I try to.
Where is your tour going next? If you're in Tucson now, where are you playing next?
We play Tucson. We play here the next couple of nights at a casino, and then we go into San Luis Obispo, California, Reno, Monterey, Santa Rosa, Los Angeles, Indio, Flagstaff, Farmington.
Willie Nelson, we're out of time. This has been the most amazing interview I have ever done. I've interviewed so many great people, and I just want to thank you for spending this amazing time with us, sir. I feel like at a certain level we're kindred spirits, and I love you.
Well, you too, Alex. I admire what you're doing. You got a lot of guts, and just keep doing it, buddy.
Well, I guess we're all highwaymen in the end, and we'll come back around, fly that starship across the universe divide.
That's it.
All right, Willie, we're going to roll this song out, and I'll talk to you in just one moment, and then I'll let you go. Please stay right there. I'm Alex Jones. We'll have a report on this at PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit